Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Southern Iran has been hit by a fresh round of U.S. military strikes.
A statement from U.S. Central Command said the strikes were carried out to protect troops in the region from threats posed by Iranian forces. The statement didn't provide details of the attacks, but unconfirmed reports suggest the targets involved two Iranian boats linked to the Islamic Revolutionary Guard that were alleged to have been laying mines in the Strait of Hormuz, as well as the port city of Bandar Abbas nearby. The developments come at a delicate time diplomatically, with a fragile ceasefire in place and negotiations to end the conflict currently underway in Qatar.
And that's BBC's David Willis. President Trump says a deal with Iran would require its enriched uranium to be turned over immediately to the U.S. or to be destroyed in place in Iran. And Secretary of State Rubio says it's either going to be a good deal with Iran or there isn't going to be one. No longer danger of a massive explosion of a chemical storage tank in Southern California and forced tens of thousands from their homes.
The crack is there. We have verified that it's there and the tank has released its pressure. Additionally to that, the temperature has been stabilized and actually reducing. It is currently 93 degrees, down from 100 degrees. That is incredibly positive news as we turn the corner on this incident.
Orange County Fire Chief Craig Covey says the goal is to get all of the evacuees back home ASAP. Primary day in Texas, Republicans deciding between incumbent U.S. Senator John Cornyn and State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Paxton has the backing of President Trump. Parts of the South dealing with flash flooding. And more of the same is possible today, according to forecasters. It extends from Texas into Georgia and up into the Carolinas. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Health insurance rates are surging in America, leaving millions without affordable options. If you're sick of having paychecks eaten up by healthcare costs or dealing with mega corporations, then listen to this. Christians don't need to waste money on a broken system. That's why I want to tell you about Christian Healthcare Ministries. It's an alternative to traditional health insurance at half the cost. With CHM, fellow believers contribute monthly to help pay each other's medical bills. There's no enrollment period, so you can join anytime. And you aren't restricted to provider networks, so you choose the doctors and hospitals you want. It's that simple. CHM is not insurance. It's a ministry that puts faith into action. Feel the difference of financial support and biblical care from fellow believers. Join CHM today by visiting chministries.org/wellness. That's chministries.org/wellness.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 6:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
You'll have some fog in the area this morning, so be prepared for that. There are some dense fog advisories around the area and some school delays on the eastern shore, especially in Queen Anne's County. So that will be the factor for the early morning ride. We've had a wreck northbound I-95 in Harford County at the ramp at Route 24. The last time I looked at that, the ramp to Route 24 was still blocked. So heads up for that. If you're going northbound, there's a big wreck in Hagerstown, taking away a lot of lanes southbound Interstate 81 at Exit 7. And right now, it's like only the shoulder is getting by. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, staying unsettled for a couple more days. Scattered showers today with highs in the upper 70s. A few showers tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. A few more showers on Wednesday with highs nearing 80. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in White Marsh, 63 in Joppa Town. At 6:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. National Muslim leaders spoke about the deadly San Diego mosque attack during a conference in Baltimore. Speaking at the annual Islamic Circle of North America conference, leaders condemned the Islamophobic hate and honored the lives lost, including security guard Amin Abdullah, who was killed defending the mosque. During a Monday press conference, Muslim leaders asked that the Department of Justice open a hate crime investigation of the attack and that Homeland Security expands its grant programs so mosques and other Muslim centers can pay for security. And Wes Moore is scheduled to sign more than 100 bills into law today. The measures include the Youth Charging Reform Act, which is designed to end the automatic charging and prosecution of minors as adults for certain crimes. Supporters of the measure say it prioritizes rehabilitation for young people. The governor will also sign the Transit and Housing Opportunity Act, which is an initiative to ease housing cost burdens and encourage high-density, mixed-use development near major rail transit stations. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery Pick 3 was 261, the Pick 4, 8070. 6:05 on Casey & Company, Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel and American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bowe and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603, 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
You may have thousands of dollars sitting around your home that you don't realize. The American Bullion Center will buy all of your unwanted jewelry, silverware, and coins. Talk to me, Rick Davis, the owner. I'm available Monday through Saturday, 10 a.m. to 6 p.m. So let me help you turn your unwanted valuables into the cash that you can use and deserve today. Visit me at the American Bullion Center, 2334 York Road in Timonium, or call 410-825-2334. License 2528.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And 605 Sports is brought to you by Farnan and Derber, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, it was a memorable day of baseball yesterday at Camden Yards.
Gets it off the bag. Fly ball, Colton Kozer. Deep right center. Mullins back.
Kevin Brown had the call on Masson, and a memorable one at that. The Milkman with a walk-off homer Sunday against the Tigers, and that one yesterday against the Rays in the 13th inning, no less, giving the Orioles an improbable 9-7 win and sending 22,000-plus happily home on the holiday. After the game, the Milkman explaineth.
Again, just trying to get a base hit, contribute any way I can after the really bad bunt. Glory to God, and wouldn't be here without that, and wouldn't be in the position I am without that. So
all this coming from a guy batting 198 coming into the game. The Birds have now won 3 of 4 on this homestand. Take on the Rays at 6:35 p.m. tonight. NBA playoffs last night. The Knickerbockers are partying like it's 1999.
It's over. Believe it, Knick fans, for the first time in 27 years, the New York Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. The dream season continues.
Mike Breen with the call on ESPN. What a performance by the Knickerbockers in these playoffs, overwhelming the Cavaliers in four straight, 130-93 last night. New York has won 11 straight playoff games and are in the finals for the first time since, yes indeed, 1999. Coming up in 30 minutes, a no-no committed last night in baseball. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Columbia to Germantown, from Fort Meade to ABG, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Casey and Company starts now on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and 99.9 FM in Harford County. The right choice for Maryland.
I just got three things to say. God bless our troops. God bless America. And gentlemen, start your engine!
the morning to you. Welcome back. This is KC and Company, Talk Radio 680, WCBM 99.9 FM in Hartford County, the right choice for Maryland. It's Tuesday, May the 26th, 2026. I'm Sean Casey. Hope you had a wonderful Memorial Day weekend. Even though the weather didn't cooperate, we needed the rain, folks. We really did. Coming up in this hour, George Soros' dark money finds its way in the Baltimore County State's Attorney's race. Deranged Democrats reveal themselves over the weekend. Wait till you hear the latest examples, especially on Memorial Day. And our top story here today, a Dundalk man, Nasir Best, killed by the U.S. Secret Service after he shot at the White House. Unreal. Nasir Best, 21 years of age, shot and killed during a shootout with Secret Service agents. They had last year arrested Best after he claimed he was Jesus Christ and attempted to gain entry to the White House. He was then ordered to undergo a psychiatric evaluation. Best graduated from Dundalk High School 3 years ago, was a member of the track team. His most recent address was at the Foundry by the Park Apartments in Dundalk, where his neighbors there were stunned.
Totally surprises me. I had no clue whatsoever.
I just thought it was surprising that they said he was out here. I'm like, I ain't never seen nobody out here crazy like that.
Yeah. Well, it does give one pause and concern if you have somebody that claimed they were Jesus Christ, was ordered to undergo a psychiatric eval. No details yet as to what that was. But he's back out on the streets, and a year later, he's shooting up the White House.
This concerns me, but I had no clue. None whatsoever. And I'm glad he didn't come this way, you know, for the safety of the people that live in this area.
I find that hard to believe. You have no clue that somebody that is that mentally disturbed, maybe had no interaction with them, maybe that's the reason why you had no clue. But there were others there that, you know, did and were concerned. But it just, this one reaction by this one next door neighbor kind of haunted me a little bit. We'll play it for you then discuss.
I think he was wrong. But, because, I mean, no one has the right to pull a gun on anybody.
We all got problems, you know. It's all about how we deal with them.
Because you really never know who is your next door neighbors.
You never really know who is your next door neighbor, said one of Nasir Best's neighbors, killed by the Secret Service Saturday night after opening fire near the security checkpoint at 17th Street and Pennsylvania Avenue. He pulled a revolver from his bag and fired at officers. How does a man that was held for psychiatric evaluation get a revolver? No word yet on how he got his revolver. Probably on the streets somewhere, you know. The BPD said they pulled off 800 firearms off the streets, but they never tell us where they came from or who, where the guns can be traded. Most of them are probably stolen. Secret Service returned fire, killing Best instantly. One bystander was seriously injured, though it remains unclear who fired the shots that struck that innocent bystander. President Trump was in the White House at the time. He was unarmed. But Best had a documented history of mental health issues and prior encounters with federal authorities. June of last year, involuntarily committed after claiming he was God or Jesus Christ and obstructing a vehicle entry to the White House complex, arrested again a month later for attempting to enter a restricted checkpoint without authorization. Boy, he was in a long time, wasn't he? Running around saying, I'm God, I'm Jesus Christ, and obstructing a vehicle entry at the White House, and then he was involuntarily committed, and then he's out a month later. A pretrial stay-away order was issued, but obviously he violated that. If you're mentally ill, you think you're paying attention to some kind of piece of paper? We have a mental health crisis in our country, that is for sure. 6:13, traffic weather on the threes, and I apologize, I mean, to, you know, that juxtaposition of mental health crisis with Chuck Whitaker coming on with his first report, but somehow these things just happen randomly. Good morning, Chuck.
Sure they do. I know you take notes on the weekend. That said, first break, this is what we'll say to Mr. Whitaker. And it's perfectly fine, because everybody knows I'm perfectly sane.
That's right. You work here.
That's a joke.
Proof positive.
It's obviously, you know, I don't know what else to say. There's some fog in the area, some dense fog advisories towards the nation's capital on the eastern shore. So we need to factor that in. Been watching this outer loop right here at Liberty Road the last couple of minutes, and they're obviously looking at something. We need to get chart to turn the camera south of Liberty Road. There's something between Liberty Road and Security Boulevard, because down at Security Boulevard, the pace is pretty good. But it's backed up right here at Liberty Road, almost indicating that they're looking at something just south of Liberty Road. And as we know, we get in that area, there's not too much of a shoulder availability. So something's happening right there. We just need to get a confirmation as to what it is. The wreck that happened early this morning, northbound 95 at the ramp at Route 24 in Harford County. That ramp is back open, and we're good to go through there. Both the tunnels are running right now with under a five-minute delay, so not bad with the lanes clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
And your Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy today, scattered showers possible, highs in the upper 70s, temperatures tonight in the mid-60s. We can't seem to shake the rain. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy, showers will linger, it'll be humid and a high of 80. And yeah, it was a washout of a weekend. I think we see some sunshine a little bit later on yesterday afternoon and evening. But
I was watching a ball game, it got real sunny at the end.
We needed the rain, you know, we were in drought-like conditions, so... I guess we'll take it. 65 and cloudy right now in Annapolis. 63 in Ellicott City. Time for some one-liner news. And according to the website unscrambler.com, the most misspelled word in America is bougie, which is taken
That's
from
like
the
a new thing.
Yeah, it's taken from the French word bourgeoisie.
Right.
You think bougie was tough? Try to spell bourgeoisie. Well, I'm not talking about the chef either.
Chef Bourgeoisie.
I always like, I'd bring that in here. I used to keep cans of it here.
Yeah.
Is that what that is?
Good old Chef Bourgeoisie.
Yeah. Yeah, yes, here after a night with beefaroni. Not pretty.
Oh, rusty.
President Trump posted an AI-created video of him throwing Stephen Colbert into a dumpster.
I haven't seen that. I'm going to have to look.
That's a good
for
one. Of course, if it was a liberal president, they would be throwing him into the recycling bin.
Oh, God.
That's right.
By the way, a not really impressive audience for his sign-off. Only 6 million people viewed in, tuned in to see Colbert say goodbye.
Oh, bye-bye.
Yeah. A study shows the average cost to go out on a date now, $252.
I'm glad. Used to be
dinner and a movie. Now it's dinner, take out a loan, and then go to the movie or something. It's just, that's a lot of money for a date.
Wow. I don't believe it.
That's Japan has unveiled the fastest ever passenger jet. It's 2.5 times speedier than the Concorde.
Wow.
Now, if they can only do something about those security lines, then we'd be cooking.
Oh, right. Yeah.
Pope Leo has issued an official warning about the evils of artificial intelligence. So now, of course, Anthropic has renamed Claude to Lucifer. Going right along with high cost of meat, forcing many barbecue restaurants to close their doors. Brisket is very, very expensive now. It's like big beef. I think there's like three or maybe only four companies that control all the beef pricing in America. I think there's something going on there. We gotta do something about that.
Raise yourself a couple of cows.
That's right. You can raise some cows out your neck of the woods.
Yeah, yes, I could. Well, everybody else does, except for me.
Yes. Well, never mind.
Oh, dear.
I was going to say something.
Oh, dear.
We'll spare you.
Spare ribs
this morning.
Spare ribs.
All right, I'm going to play three classic rock songs and artists and see if you can figure out what they have in common. This might be tough, okay? Maybe not. We'll see. All right, there are three classic rock artists. What do they have in common? Hi, that's AC/DC, Journey, and obviously Genesis. So, do you, right off the bat, do you have any idea what they have in common?
I don't know. They're all loud and they stink.
Okay. Well, that's your opinion. I mean, some people do like those three groups.
I was thinking maybe names of though. Not. Wait a minute. No, it went away.
Okay. That was fast. Not much interference there.
No.
All right, well, we'll take... Listeners, if you want to guess, we'll open up the phone lines. You can guess. No hints. I'm not going to give any hints. This is going to be a real challenge here this morning. One of our listeners, I think, is going to get it. So, they're very, very smart. And they always do. So we'll just see. Again, AC/DC, Journey, and Genesis. What do those three classic rock bands have in common? All right. Good luck. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. We're talking about Nasir Best, the 21-year-old Dundalk man, shot and killed by the Secret Service on Saturday night after he shot up at the White House. Now, we just heard that he was evicted, I think, last month from his apartment, so that may have been the trigger event, but pardon the pun. But obviously, this guy had mental issues. Obviously, he should have been committed and or stayed or, you know, again, who was monitoring this guy? How does a man that had been involuntarily committed that will walk around telling people he's Jesus Christ, how does he get a gun? And we need to find out more about that in just a moment as well. All right, it's coming up on 620, 20 minutes after the hour. You can join us here, 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. If you'd like to weigh in, AM680WCBM.com, or you can text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our good buddies, Mayor and Mayor Town Appliance, getting closer and closer now to getting that refrigerator into my home now that we've modified our cabinets and I put the shutoff valve on the water line. Yeah, a lot of prep work was done, but they helped me, walk me through the whole nine yards, and now I'll be going in to pick out our refrigerator and order that and get that installed ASAP. And they've got everything there from all kinds of, from if you're on a budget, all the way up to the high-end brands like Bosch and Sub-Zero and GE Profile and so on and so forth. So a lot of good stuff at Town Appliance. 70 different brands on display. Incredible showroom. Customer service is next to none. Competitive pricing. And they want you as a customer for life. And their Memorial Day event sale, spring sale, still going on right now at Town Appliance right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills for all your appliance needs.
Huffman awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number. 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Bel Air Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687.
Joe Hartman here, owner of Perry Hall Investment Group. Now is a great time to sell your unwanted property for top dollar with no commissions or fees. Call me today at 410-989-5200. That's 410-989-5200.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
622, 22 minutes after the hour, Marty says this man had mental health issues, but the progressive left and conspiracy theorists have no excuse, either cheering his efforts, saying Trump staged the incident, or blaming the Secret Service for using excessive force for killing the man. They're a real threat to our nation. The left is. I think a bigger threat than China, Russia, or even Iran, for that matter, at this point. 623, traffic and weather on the threes with the update now. Here's Lugnuts Johnson.
I told you there was something out there on the interstate, and there is. It's a broken down vehicle, and there's no shoulder available, of course. Outer loop, south of the bridge at Windsor Mill Road, and before Security Boulevard. That's why we were backed up back to the area at Liberty Road, and I almost would think, yep, backed up now to the ramp at 795. So it's a problem there south of Liberty Road. And again, it's a little bit closer down to just before Security Boulevard and after the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. So you're going to have to get out of that right-hand lane. I'm not sure if there's anybody with it at the moment. It's a white vehicle on the right side, very close to the guardrail. But again, because of that construction, there's no way to get around it except to get back into the traveled portion. And that's going to be a problem right through there. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast for your short week. It is a short week, Tuesday today. Warm and muggy, scattered showers, upper 70s, and right now we're looking at 63 in Ocean City. Still a chance of light rain there. 64 in Parkville. Let's head to the phones. Kurt is in Glen Burnie. Good morning, Kurt.
Good morning. If I'm correct, didn't Ted Kennedy have something to do with our mental institutions emptying them out into the streets?
You know, and I'll go back and look at that. I know he was the one responsible for redirecting all the immigration focus away from Europe into South America or Central America, et cetera, Mexico. So he has calling the Browning of America. That was Senator Splash. But he might have had something to do with it. Again, I know that they were leaning on Reagan as well during the 80s to close the mental institutions and the insane asylums. And maybe that was at Kennedy's behest. I'll look it up.
And they've all been dumped out into the streets, and most of these homeless people. And if you're out on the street, you have to deal with this every day. These people have mental issues, and it's a constant.
Yeah, you're right. And it is a constant.
Because they say that there are no harm to themselves or others, they're allowed to roam free, but they're nuttier than a fruitcake.
Yeah, well, they are. They're definitely a threat to themselves and their own personal safety and other people as well. And that's what Spencer Pratt in Los Angeles is doing right now. He's basically pointing out that many of these people aren't actually homeless. They're just mentally ill and drug addicts. Kurt, thanks for the call. Appreciate that. It's great catch on your part. Mark in Baltimore.
Yes, good morning, John and company. Hope everyone had a meaningful Memorial Day observance yesterday. Here's a question. Has the FBI, Secret Service, or local law enforcement looked into his computer records to see if there was a manifesto or any statements saying why he wanted to be near the White House or anything against President Trump or not liking Memorial Day weekend or whatever? Do we have any record? Did they look into that?
I'm sure they are looking into all of his electronic devices and his background, et cetera, to see. We have not heard anything yet. We don't know where he got the gun as of yet. But we do know he was living in Dundalk. He went to high school here. And obviously, he was a mentally disturbed individual who really should not have been out on the streets. And obviously, we need to do a much better job of helping people that are mentally ill get the help that they need. And again, a lot of times what happens is people, you know, they're prescribed medications, antipsychotics, antidepressants, or whatever, but they end up, when they feel better, they don't take them. And then they spiral, and when they relapse, it's even worse than the first time around. So, but that's a great question, Mark. We'll stay on it, see if we can get more answers for you. Thanks so much for the call. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Apparently deinstitutionalization movement in the United States began in the 50s and gained momentum in the 60s and led to the closure of many insane asylums. Now, I forgot to ask Curtis and Glenn Burney, was he talking about Ted Kennedy? I think he was. But it may have been President John F. Kennedy who supported the federal policy charges for mental health care and state legislators who sought to reduce the costs associated with these large psychiatric hospitals because of, One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest and other films like that where, you know, some patients were abused when they were in these facilities. Some weren't getting the treatment. Then there was the big controversy over prefrontal lobotomies. Remember, they would lobotomize some patients and would turn them into basically zombies. And so that was frowned upon. Electroshock therapy, I do remember when that was. A dark day in America's psychiatric history. But again, there with today's, you know, modern techniques, treatments, advances, there's got to be a better way to get these people, especially the ones that are wandering around the street. You just don't know when they're going to snap. How many times have we seen homeless people go off half-cocked and push people on the subway, in front of subways in New York City? Or elsewhere, for that matter. So, again, they are ticking time bombs.
Mm-hmm.
And some of them are, veterans that may have PTSD that aren't getting the need that they help. Many of them are struggling with mental illness. There are some legitimate people that their financial world has collapsed. They've got no place else to go. But normally a lot of faith-based organizations can step in and help find people temporary shelter. But again, if you are mentally ill, you're not thinking logically. You're not thinking rationally to seek out that help. So you just end up on the street living in some of these. I don't know if you've seen some of these tent cities in like MacArthur Park in Los Angeles when I was in California. That was a beautiful place. In fact, they wrote a song about it.
Yep.
But again, now it's nothing but a needle-infested, drug-filled tent city of mentally ill people. That again, you don't want to go there. You don't want to go anywhere around there. So, same kinds of things are happening here. But this is an individual for some reason. Maybe it was his eviction. Maybe it was something else. He decided he was going to go shoot up the White House one night. And ended up costing his life. 21 years of age.
Mm-hmm.
And another bystander was seriously injured, but he was taken to the hospital. And successful surgery took place. And they're going to make a full recovery, thank God. All right, coming up next, deranged Democrats reveal themselves on Memorial Day. At 6:30, time for the latest news headlines. Now with the update, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. City police are investigating a Monday afternoon shooting in Southwest Baltimore. Officers were called to the 4100 block of Cranston Avenue at around 4 p.m., and when they arrived, they found a man with gunshot wounds to the body. The 65-year-old victim was taken to the hospital in stable condition, and a short time later, a 35-year-old shooting victim turned up at a hospital with a gunshot wound to the foot. Police responded to the hospital and learned that the man had also been shot in the 4100 block of Cranston Avenue. And Baltimore County fire crews rescued a Kingsville resident after a tree fell on their home. The tree crashed onto the house in the 11,000 block of Lynn Drive shortly before 9:30 Sunday morning, trapping the occupant in the home. Crews removed the injured victim from the home, and they were taken to a hospital with critical condition in the hospital. The incident remains under investigation. And Baltimore police have issued an update to the effort to remove guns from the city's streets. The BPD says so far this year, officers have seized more than 800 firearms in the effort to arrest those who are responsible for violence in the city. Police remind residents that they can report illegal activity in their neighborhoods by calling 911 or Metro Crime Stoppers. And the investigation continues into the Saturday shootout between a Maryland resident at Secret Service officers near a White House access checkpoint. Nazir Best, 21, of Dundalk, Maryland, opened fire Saturday evening at the checkpoint and at Secret Service Uniform Division officers, according to a Metropolitan Police Department spokesperson. Secret Service officers returned fire, hitting Best, who later died at the hospital. A bystander was also hit during the shootout, police said, and taken to the hospital with injuries not considered to be life-threatening. It's 6:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Are you sick of prices constantly rising, especially on some of your basic health essentials? You're not alone, and Rescue is doing something about it. This Memorial Month, Rescue Natural Supplements is featuring huge rollback prices on all their products, from cholesterol and metabolic support to their best-selling high-intensity omega-3s. What's more, you can actually stack your savings. When you buy two or more bottles, you'll get bonus bottles for free. Go to res-q.com and shop those deals. Stock up on your favorites or try something new that fits your health goals. Rescue products are meticulously crafted and rooted in belief that wellness should be personal, effective, and grounded in science. So what are you waiting for? Stack your savings with major rollback prices on top of Memorial Month deals site-wide. Shop today at res-q.com or call product consultant at 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. Now's the best time to put your health first and start feeling better. Go to res-q.com.
6:33 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, so the broken down vehicle now getting some help from the state highway truck on the outer loop just around Windsor Mill Road, pushing that vehicle now down to the ramp at Security Boulevard. Not quite clear the roadway yet, but we'll be making some progress now. We'll get that vehicle off the roadway, but we're backed up to the ramp at 795 right now, just until we get the all clear. Try to stay to the center and the left as you're coming south from Windsor Mill Road. There's another broken down vehicle on the outer loop at Perrin Parkway. It's on the right side. Help is there. They're kind of looking at it just a bit, but it's not in a traveled lane. It's on the right shoulder area. Some slowing, and we're getting a little heavier traffic now, but with the lanes open southbound at both the harbor tunnels and some fog in and around the area. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, staying unsettled for a couple more days. Scattered showers today with highs in the upper 70s. A few showers tonight, temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. A few more showers on Wednesday with highs nearing 80. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And sports at 6:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. Now, who do they think they are? The 79 Orioles?
He's dancing off the bag. Fly ball, Kornhauser. Deep right center. Mullins back at the wall. He did it again. Back-to-back days. Walk-off home runs for Kornhauser. Eat the milk cold.
Not going to get tired of hearing that one for a while. Kevin Brown had the call on Masson. Quite a tilt yesterday, ending with that Kornhauser jack in the 13th, but not before the Birds and Rays match runs in the 11th and 12th. 9-7 was the final. After the game, manager Albernaz proud of his group and the grit they displayed.
It's tough when the visiting team, I wouldn't say has the advantage, but they put up two. Now you're chasing, or put up one, and our guys did a great job of not trying to do too much and having great at-bats and pass the baton to the next guy.
Kornhauser in two rallies yesterday, also scoring the tying run in the 12th and a bang-bang play at the plate.
Honestly, probably one of my favorite wins as an Oriole. Back and forth, just always in the fight. Really proud of our guys for just keep showing up, keep grinding. And
Bird's going to try to keep it going tonight with Shane Boz on the hill at 6:35. Meanwhile, something happened last night in Houston that hasn't happened in Major League Baseball since 2024.
Astros 17th, no-hitter.
Todd Callis with the call on the Space City Home Network. Three Astros pitchers combined to no-no the Rangers. 9-0 was the final. It's the first MLB no-hitter since September of 2024 when the Cubs did it to the Pirates. Indy 500 on Sunday saw the closest finish in the race's history.
Side by side behind.
Four-year-old Swede Felix Rosenqvist thought his car was good enough to win the previous four Indianapolis 500s. Well, he did it on Sunday at the Brickyard, celebrating with a sip of milk by a record 0.23 seconds over David Malukas, Rosenqvist's second win in 120 career races. And meanwhile, Daniel Suarez capped an emotional day with a tribute to Kyle Busch after he won a rain-shortened Coca-Cola 600 at the Lowe's Motor Speedway in North Carolina.
This one is for Kyle. For Kyle, for Samantha, for Braxton, for Lennox, for all his family.
When Suarez was struggling to make his name in racing, he would often get calls from Kyle Busch, offering him words of encouragement and inspiration. The time now is 6:37 when we return, recapping a busy weekend of Memorial Day sports.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
All right. Well, good to be back with you.
Yeah.
On a Tuesday after Memorial Day.
Exactly. Hope you had a great Memorial Day weekend.
We did, and I hope you did the same.
I did. My wife's birthday was Saturday. We celebrated that. Unfortunately, she got a stomach bug on Sunday. So.
Oh, that's yeah. not from the party?
But she's feeling better. She's okay. Feeling better today.
So Saturday, it's interesting. I was in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, and we did the I was the sideline reporter for the Big 33 high school football
classic. Oh, that's a big game.
It is a big game. Best of Maryland against Best of Pennsylvania. Maryland wins for the second straight year, 18-10 in double overtime. A couple of Baltimore area kids played very well, and we'll talk about that a little bit more later. But what I wanted to say was the call I thought was interesting, your comment, the call by Kevin Brown on the
it just hit me the wrong way, because ain't the beer really? Cold was a Chuck Thompson signature line.
Yeah, but he revised it, he modified
it. I know, but come up with your own line, man.
You think so?
You need to use Chuck's line? I mean,
I probably wouldn't have done it,
right.
Okay, but I will say this. You got to give Kevin Brown credit in general.
He's a talented guy, no doubt.
And he's quick.
Yeah.
You know, he's quick on his feet with these types of things.
For some reason, hit me the wrong way.
Really?
Yeah. You know,
okay.
Because, it was Chuck Thompson. Those of the group, Orioles games, Colts games, of course.
I wonder what the reaction
Yeah.
To that call.
Well, throw it out there. Were you offended by it? Were you upset by it? Were you just, oh, no biggie.
Yeah.
You know, because I don't think he meant to do anything to dishonor Chuck or.
No, absolutely not.
If anything, he probably did it to honor
Chuck.
That's
right.
But it just hit me the wrong way.
Interesting that it happened on Memorial Day weekend because milk, right, at the Indy 500, that's what they do. They sip milk.
Yes.
Right, in the.
And pour it over their heads.
Exactly.
And exactly. They take a milk bath.
Yeah. Also, you had mentioned, and we'll talk about this later, too, because I got the highlights. Princeton University with a tremendous defensive performance.
They put on a clinic yesterday on how, and Notre Dame is very, very talented in lacrosse. They have a lot of great shooters, but they just shut them down. So just incredible.
16-6 the final. Yeah. First time since 2001, I think it was.
Yeah, 25 years ago was their last title.
Good one. Right.
All right, thanks, Gary. Yep. 6:40, 20 minutes now before the hour. Let's see if Tom in Cockeysville knows the answer to our music trivia question this morning. We played you three bands, AC/DC, Journey, and Genesis. Tom, what do you think the answer is?
Good morning. Is it that they all replaced their lead singers and still remain successful?
That is absolutely right. How about that? I knew our answer. A lot of folks weighed in. You were the first one, time-wise, to call in, so we wanted to make sure we give you the credit. It was.
I was looking. I said, I think it was Peter Gabriel left in the mid-70s, and then Phil Collins replaced him.
Right.
Then Steve Perry. It was probably late 70s, I think, stepped in with Journey. I can't remember the name of their original service. Greg
Rowley.
That's it. And then I remember AC/DC, after that, their lead singer died, I think, late 70s or early 80s.
Yeah, Bon Scott. Johnson. Yeah, Bon Scott and then Brian Johnson.
Right.
Very good.
Brian Johnson replaced him.
Way to go, Tom.
Yeah.
You win the honor and admiration of thousands of listeners here this morning.
No prizes.
Not yet. We may got to reach into the prize closet and see one of these days. But, Tom, thanks again.
Thanks.
All right, have a great day. Again, and Marty also emailed in, but it was just 2 minutes after Tom called in. So Tom gets the honor today. This just in, on Memorial Day, the Democrat Party put out a post. It was a post of the 13 Americans that have so far died in Iran. And they said, we honor the American heroes who made the ultimate sacrifice in Trump's war with Iran. The Memorial Day is supposed to be a day that we honor our fallen heroes who paid the ultimate sacrifice, the last full measure of devotion. And that was done yesterday. But to politicize it, to call it Trump's war with Iran, and it's to point out the 13 that had passed away. They didn't certainly mention the 13 that died at Abbey Gate during Afghanistan. But they chose, the Democrat Party once again chose to politicize it. And Minneapolis Mayor Jacob Frey, sparking major social media uproar after posting a disgusting message honoring George Floyd on Memorial Day. That's right. Again, this is a guy that sat around and did nothing to stop the torching of businesses and assaults on the police, the third precinct in Little Mogadishu, but he did find time to cry at Floyd's funeral. On Memorial Day yesterday, Frey decided to reopen old wounds and issue this tone-deaf, despicable message paying tribute to this career criminal instead of our military heroes. Quote, today... This was on Memorial Day, now mind you. Today we remember George Floyd, who was murdered by a former Minneapolis police officer 6 years ago. That moment changed our city forever. End of quote. And then he went on a full woke bragging about how Minneapolis had changed. But he forgot to tell you about the billions of dollars in damage and destruction to his city and the rest of the country, and the 26 deaths attributed to the rioting and the stuff that the Democrats had embraced in that George. But on Memorial Day, he decides, I'm going to honor a career criminal and not our fallen heroes. Tells you everything you need to know about Jacob Small Frey. 6:43, traffic weather on the threes. Now with the update, here's the King, Chuck Whitaker.
All right, the backup on 895 now is almost back to the Urban Avenue ramp, so it's getting there pretty quickly. And again, the problem is there, 895 is only a two-lane road, so when it does back up, it backs up very quickly through there. 95 is still running with the lanes open, starting to fill in as you're coming south from Moravia Road. You're coming down towards Eastern Avenue and then eventually down into the area of the O'Donnell Street ramp. So that's where the slow area is now. So we're 15-minute delays right now, working up towards 20-minute delays, which would be normal at both the Harbor Tunnels southbound. We have two problems on the Beltway. One is still there, outer loop at Perrin Parkway. It's behind the white line, but they're looking at it with delays that are going back beyond the bridge at Hartford Road. And then we have the broken down vehicle that was in the roadway on the outer loop at the bridge at Windsor Mill Road. And that was there long enough to back us up towards 795. The state highway truck came in there and pushed that vehicle away from there. But I think they're down on the shoulder right at Security Boulevard. And that camera at I-70 is out. So we're moving traffic with all the lanes open, but we're still backed up beginning at 795 on the west side outer loop. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast. We're warm and muggy, scattered showers today, upper 70s. Right now, cloudy, 65 in the city, 64 in Glen Burnie. Time to head out to the Chuck Wagon. Latest items trending in the food and beverage world. Public service for our listeners in the name of Butterball Johnson.
I'll have two number nines, a number nine large, a number six with extra dip, a number seven, two number 45s, one with cheese, and a large soap.
And now for the rest of Chuck's order.
Thank you, Ms. Casey.
Hooters is trying to find the happy place between tacky and family-friendly by embracing a sporty beach theme. They're also trying to win back people who came for the food by fixing their sauce. Here's Hooters CEO Neil Kiefer talking about some of the changes.
They had taken the Hooters girls' uniforms, over-sexualized it, I call it. The shorts almost turned into thongs. And frankly, that was never the intent of the brand. This was created in 1983 as an escape or an oasis. You know, it's a beach community. It's a beach theme type of thing here in Clearwater. So that was very upsetting. And of course, today on social media, when you see pictures of people wearing the uniform, it appropriately affects other markets and affected us. So we just wanted to rectify to get the brand back to its roots. I call it a re-hooterization.
I'd have one of them.
You were casting doubts on his explanation there, Maggie, moments ago.
Not much is confusing me this morning, but yeah, I am a little confused.
Were you a fan of Saved by the Bell?
No way. That was way past my time.
Right. General Mills is coming out with a Saved by the Bell themed cereal box.
Oh. When I wake up in the morning and the lawn gets out of order, I don't think I'll ever make it on time. By the time I grab my books and I give myself a look, I'm at the corner just in time to see the bus fly.
They're going to feature popular characters Zach Morris and Kelly Kapowski on Saved by the Bell. I never watched it, so I don't know.
That was my favorite show. Oh, I'm a 90s baby. Yeah.
That's right. My nieces all watched that, and I don't know.
Yeah, I have posters of Zach Morris.
It's okay. On in the morning
and
on Kelly Sunday
Kapowski
morning,
was a brunette, so
you had the hots for Screech.
No.
Wait. Oh, Screech was a geeky. He cried. Poor guy passed away.
I didn't know that. Yeah.
By the way, we've had a formal complaint that one of our other listeners, also named Tom, actually got the band answer right first, and he claims he texted to Chuck. I even got a screenshot.
Oh, he gave you a screen. Is this Tommy 11?
What was that?
And then he also said he sent it to the text line at 6:22. So he's offended he didn't win the prize, although there was no prize.
He just wants the recognition.
Invisible.
He's a publicity hound,
yes,
is what he is.
He's a punk.
Absolutely. Well, let me see. Let me look it up and see if this we can verify this here in just a second while I'm doing that. Blue Moon is actually turning their beer actually blue. So now you can get Blue Moon. It will be colored blue. Crumble revamps its chocolate chip cookie and menu. Now they're going to have a warm brown sugar cookie loaded with milk chocolate chips and semi-sweet chocolate chunks. So before, I guess it wasn't brown sugar.
Holy smoke, is that...
Yeah.
My teeth hurt just hearing about it.
All right. At 6:21, we received a text from this dude named Tom Levin. And he said they all went on to more success after getting rid of their original lead singers. All right, so Tom will stand corrected. I forgot to check the text, but sometimes we like to prioritize callers because they actually take the time to call into the show. Yeah. Well, instead of just, you know, fire up your phone and your nimble fingers via text.
He doesn't have nimble fingers. He has hands like catcher's mitts.
He said his reasoning was he was trying to give Chuck the opportunity to take the credit for knowing the answer.
Yeah.
Chuck
didn't respond. He sent it to me, and I didn't respond on the air because it says right here at 6:22. All three bands got better after dumping their original lead.
No, singer. Instead you went with "They Are All Loud and Stink." That was your.
I went for the fun part.
They're all loud.
Because that's still my opinion.
Okay, well, you're entitled to your opinion.
Yeah, just I know
like,
I am.
Like everyone, they're like elbows. Everybody has one.
That's close, Mr. Casey.
It is very close, but it's as close as you're going to get.
On I know a where family, you're going.
Family-friendly show. Finally, Chipotle testing the afternoon. Listen to this: $2.50 taco deal.
Whoa.
At Chipotle, happy hour deal. And they're testing it in Tampa. Chuck, you may want to head over there between 2 and 5 today at Chipotle.
Okay.
$2.50 for a taco.
But you get extra meat if you want without being charged, as the CEO promised, right?
That's
right.
Just the show. You don't
bigger
get any
portions,
meat.
Right.
And the KFC's got the new $5 chicken variety box. You get two pieces of fried chicken, leg and thigh, five nuggets, dipping sauce, and medium fountain drink at your participating Kentucky Fried Chicken. Right. All right. Very good. We're off and running here. Great big controversy here between two Toms. One's a turkey, the other one isn't. We'll let you figure out which one is.
See, but the problem is now I'm going to hear all this. Did you hear what he said about me? Who does he think he is?
That's right. Well, he can come on air and dispute it anytime.
Call him up, Tom.
All right, Chuck. We'll see you in a couple. Appreciate that. 6:50, 10 minutes now before the hour of 7 o'clock. Coming up next here on Casey and Company, George Soros' dark money finds its way into Baltimore County, the state's attorney's race.
Lorian has six different assisted living communities throughout the Baltimore area. These are as followed: Lorian Bel-Air, Lorian Tawnytown, Lorian Encore, Lorian Elkridge, Lorian Harmony Hall, and Lorian Mount Airy. Each of them have a unique feature that would really benefit your loved one if you are looking for assisted living services. Visit our website today at LorianAssistedLiving.com to get more information and speak to one of our sales directors.
Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, where hidden value is waiting in every room. Up in the attic, we're buying vintage trains like Lionel American Flyer. Down in the basement, Baltimore beer memorabilia from Natty Bo and Gunther. In the dining room, flatware by Kirk and Steve. In the bedroom, costume jewelry. And don't forget that safe packed with coins. At Tommy's Antiques and Collectibles, we come to you, buy on the spot, and we're trusted throughout your neighborhood. Call Tommy's today at 410-344-6603. 410-344-6603. We look forward to meeting you.
If you're taking a closer look at your financial future, now is the time to talk with someone you trust. Own a business and want to understand your valuation or start planning an exit strategy? Then you want a fresh set of eyes on your investment portfolio. That's where Tim Herb, financial advisor at RBC Wealth Management, comes in. Tim explains things clearly, helps you build a plan, giving you confidence and moving forward. Connect with Tim Herb, RBC Wealth Management. Take the next step toward a more secure financial future.
RBC Wealth Management, a division of RBC Capital Markets, LLC. Registered investment advisor and member NYSE FINRA.
We've learned to listen.
Listen for the news at the top of the hour and again at the bottom of the hour. Then back to the top for more.
That's why it's important you listen to us.
Listen for the news on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
By the way, Brian is another one who texted in and saying all the singers have been replaced, bigger hits after the replacement. So, yeah, you guys were all over this morning. Two Toms, Brian, Marty, and everybody else. So, again, thanks for sending in your guesses, and a lot of them were right on the mark. August also. Well, whether they got better is up to personal debate. Now, yes, I would argue Journey for sure, but Bon Scott and Peter Gabriel, they were the only AC/DC and Genesis singers to me. So, there again, Chuck thought they were loud and stunk, and August thought they were quite good. All right, so leave it to Chuck to ruffle the feathers of some of our listeners.
I don't care.
Six.
Still my opinion.
Exactly. 6:53.
Now I'm getting obscene messages from other people.
Well, if anybody should get obscene messages, it's you, Chuck.
Well, let me just say, whoever sent them, right back at you.
Yeah. By the way, Phil Collins is still with us, but he does have some very bad health issues.
He doesn't look too good.
No, he does not.
Bless his heart.
Yeah, very, very sad. All right, Chuck, what's going on?
All right, both the vehicles that were broken down in the Beltway are gone. The outer loop at Windsor Mill Road, gone, and that's recovering pretty nicely now through there towards I-70. And the vehicle that was behind the white line on the outer loop at Perrin Parkway has also cleared. It's going to leave us with the normal backups now through Parkville and around towards Towson and on the west side from 795 down through Frederick Road. Some fog, but nothing major right now through Annapolis. Still clear, but the morning buildup is arriving along I-97, moving south. South at Route 32. There are some dense fog advisories towards the district and also over on the eastern shore. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBF.
And your Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be warm and muggy today. Scattered showers, upper 70s, mid-60s tonight. Pretty much the same for tomorrow. Right now it is 64 and cloudy in Pikesville, and it is 63 in Ocean City. And just wanted to share with you that a 69-year-old Army veteran and owner of the Trump House, whose name is Kerry Sharon, this was a house that had a lot of Trump flags on it and American flags, and he died after he was beaten brutally by a Navy veteran. Sharon, an Army veteran, was violently assaulted by 32-year-old Thomas Caleb Butler in an unprovoked attack last week outside of his home. He had decorated his home in Escondido with Trump banners and American flags. And for some reason, this Navy veteran, who probably has Trump derangement syndrome, beat him to a pulp. It's just a very, very sad story. And this is why Trump derangement syndrome is real. And it's concerning. The Sacramento councilwoman and congressional candidate Mai Vang turned her back on the American flag, rejecting the Pledge of Allegiance in a disgraceful anti-American display. Democrats behaving badly. And finally, this Graham Plattner, who's the presumptive Democrat nominee for U.S. Senate in Maine, declined to apologize over the weekend after being asked about his celebration of a video of an American soldier being shot. He mused that a video of PFC Ted Daniels engaging in a firefight with the Taliban back in 2012 never gets old. Dumb MF-er. At least his stupidity and fat backside wheezing are available for all future infantrymen to witness and hold in contempt. And he also took shots at, pardon the pun, at Chris Kyle, the American sniper, as well, for trying to help another veteran, and he lost his life. So this guy's a Nazi. He is a Bolshevik. He is a deranged Democrat. And polls in Maine have him leading Susan Collins. I don't believe those polls for a second. All right. George Soros' dark money has found its way into the Baltimore County State's Attorney race. We told you about that last week. Outside money, some $260,000 in TV ads for Democrat Sarah David. Being publicly backed by the Working Families Party, and $240,000 in mailers, etc. And she says, oh, never mind. It's don't worry about dark money coming into our race.
There's a lot of people who want change in Baltimore County. And I think that Scott Schellenberger has made a lot of statements that have made a lot of people in this community feel less safe.
But these groups are from outside of Baltimore County. So what do you make of, you know, national money or outside groups having an influence on the race?
Well, I think there's a lot of people in Baltimore County who feel that way. And a lot of people in Baltimore County that want to make sure that we are engaging with these issues in our state's attorney's office.
Yeah, well, Baltimore Countyans are the ones that should be making those decisions, and not George Soros and now his son Alex Soros. And she tried to spin that as if they have no wield no influence whatsoever.
So that's an independent expenditure group. So they can't coordinate with our campaign at all.
Seamus Bruner of the Government Accountability Institute says that they're seeing this not just in secretaries of state, not just in the state's attorney's office, but all the way down into local sheriff's departments as well.
They disguise funding. I mean, it goes through a number of pass-through organizations. It's called dark money because the recipients do not have to disclose their donors. What we've been seeing is that not only are they targeting local DAs and, you know, across the country, they're starting to put money into sheriff races and electing sheriffs in local jurisdictions. So that's even lower on the totem pole than the DAs. But the sheriff exercises an enormous amount of law enforcement activities, obviously.
George Soros and his son Alex are international pariahs, and they should not be allowed to spread their poison throughout the land. Sean Casey here with Go. Great news if you're a Baltimore driver. Glenn Burney Transmissions and Jim Jennings Transmissions have teamed up now, no matter where you are, north, south, east, or west of Baltimore. You got a trusted shop close by. These aren't just new names. They've been in the community now for well over 50 years, and they do know transmissions better than anyone else. And they save you a ton of money at the same time. If you need a new, used, rebuilt, or remanufactured transmission and want to avoid those dealer prices, which are hefty, this is who you call. You'll get the same straightforward, professional, courteous service at both locations, free towing and financing as well. They help you through a tough situation. Call Glenn Burney today, 888-299-0557, or go to gbt-online.com, or call Jim Jennings Transmissions at 410-686-6700. Or visit JimJenningsTransmissions.com. Tell them I told you to call. Glenn Burney and Jim Jennings Transmissions, two legends, one strong team serving Baltimore, that is. All right, coming up next, Governor Moore is going to allow the Community Trust Act to become law without his signature. We get sheriff's reaction and much, much more. We've now struck southern Iran during this ceasefire. We'll tell you what that's all about at 7 o'clock on Casey and Company.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. Amit Thomason. Secretary of State Rubio says U.S.-Iran negotiations are ongoing, even as the American military hits Iran again.
The U.S. military says it carried out self-defense strikes in Iran, including on missile launch sites. The attacks on missile launch sites and boats placing mines come even as President Donald Trump said on social media that negotiations were proceeding nicely. Earlier, Trump said any agreement to end the Iran war should include a requirement for several additional countries, including Saudi Arabia and Pakistan, to join the Abraham Accords. That's the U.S. brokered agreements from Trump's first term aimed at normalizing relations with Israel. Further details were not immediately available, including more specifics on the threats from Iran and what this means for negotiations. Paya Pinjwani, Washington.
An Israeli airstrike has hit a village in eastern Lebanon. Israel going after Iranian-backed Hezbollah fighters. Lebanese state media says a dozen people were killed. An Israeli security official says the military is calling up more troops for Lebanon. Republican U.S. Senator John Cornyn's facing a challenge from Texas State Attorney General Ken Paxton. Today's GOP primary runoff. Paxton has been endorsed by President Trump. Cornyn is seeking a fifth term in the U.S. Senate. President Trump goes to the doctor today, his annual physical and dental checkup at Walter Reed National Military Medical Center. An evacuation order lifted for at least some of the tens of thousands of people who live near a damaged chemical storage tank in Southern California. Authorities say at this point no longer a danger of a massive explosion. The New York Knicks going to the NBA Finals for the first time in 27 years after routing the Cleveland Cavaliers in Cleveland last night, 130-93. Wall Street Dow futures up 262 points. More on these stories, townhall.com.
Hey, if your loved one is aging but still mobile, still values their independence, there's a simple tool that keeps them safe and keeps you in the know. I am proud to tell you about Safety Plus by Connected Caregiver. Safety Plus is a wearable device that alerts you immediately if your loved one has had a fall. They can wear it as a necklace, on their belt, but there's even a great watch option. There's even a simple push button on the device, allowing mom or dad instant access to emergency services. As you age, it's not like you plan for a fall. Suddenly your knee might lock up, there's an uneven surface, wet floor. There's simply no excuse to not wear something discreet that keeps you safe and can keep you at home longer. That's Safety Plus by Connected Caregiver. To see if you qualify for a free device, call 888-870-8020, 888-870-8020, or visit ccgoffer.com, ccgoffer.com. Again, 888-870-8020. With Connected Caregiver, peace of mind is just a phone call away.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 7:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new wreck on the Beltway on the top side, the outer loop. It looks to be right in the area between Charles Street and the ramp at I-83. And the report coming in initially says it's in the right lane. I can tell you this, we have an impact already that's working its way back towards Delaney Valley Road. And eventually it's going to hook up with that delay coming over from Hartford Road to Providence Road. So we'll keep an eye on that. In the meantime, Joppa Road, Taylor Avenue, Putty Hill,
getting around that area. Even Seminary Avenue right now wouldn't be a bad idea as a detour route. Couple of earlier problems still keeping us slow. Two broken down vehicles. Outer Loop at Hartford has cleared. Outer Loop near I-70 had also wrapped up with delays on the Beltway. And right now we're up into that area. 15 to 20 minute delays southbound at both the Harvard tunnels. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, staying unsettled for a couple more days. Scattered showers today with highs in the upper 70s. A few showers tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. A few more showers on Wednesday with highs nearing 80. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
64 degrees in Abingdon and 63 in Reisterstown. At 7:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Fox 45 reports that Governor Moore is slated to sign more than 100 bills into law on Tuesday, including a bill aiming to stop the automatic charging of some juvenile offenders as adults, despite pushback from top prosecutors from around Maryland. The General Assembly passed the Youth Charging Reform Act this year, which was sponsored by Senator Will Smith of Montgomery County. The legislation ends the automatic charging of 16 and 17-year-olds who are facing certain offenses, including first-degree assault, as well as some drug and weapons charges as adults. Instead, the legislation starts the cases in the juvenile court system. Supporters of the bill argue that most cases end up in the juvenile system regardless, and therefore it makes sense to start them in the Department of Juvenile Services. And Delaney Valley Memorial Gardens and Timonium hosted a Memorial Day ceremony honoring Maryland soldiers and veterans buried in the garden's Field of Honor. The ceremony was held within the Circle of Immortals section of the Field of Honor and is described as a thoughtful opportunity to reflect on the contributions of Marylanders to the military. Last night's winning Maryland Lottery pick 3 was 261. The pick 4, 8070. 7:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Tough men awnings are better. They are the talk of the town. They come in all styles and colors with the best guarantee around. Always remember Huffman. Call them any time of the day. 685-5687. Call John today. Our new address is 5113 Blair Road. We have the same phone number, 685-5687. Call us today for your new canvas or aluminum awnings. We will be awaiting your call. Thank you.
Huffman Awning Company, 5113 Belair Road. Call 410-685-5687. Huffman Awning Company, 410-685-5687. 410-685-5687. Now, Gary Stein on sports.
705 Sports brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the Comfort Guys, my guys. Well, with Trevor Rogers trying to dig himself out of the hole, Kyle Bradish has now assumed the mantle of ace of the Orioles pitching staff, and he did it again yesterday. Six innings of one-run ball, keeping the birds in the game as Baltimore pulls one out in extras. 9-7 was the final in 13 innings on a Colton Cowser two-run walk-off home run. Post-game reaction first from Bradish on his six-inning gem.
Each starts getting better and better. Today was one pitch, but if we stay there, we're going to win a lot of games.
And then manager Albernez on what he was thinking from the dugout while Bradish was tossing the ball.
I always feel confident when our guys touch the mound, but with KB in particular, just the stuff. We keep on talking about how much, like, the elite stuff he has, but now with the little delivery adjustment, I mean, it's really honed in everything. I mean, he's pounding the strike zone.
Bradish in his last four now, pitching to a 2.22 earned run average over 24 and a third innings pitched. NCAA Men's Lacrosse Championship game yesterday at Scott Stadium in Charlottesville. What was billed as a heavyweight showdown didn't stay that way for long.
There's a look for Poole. And
Princeton is on the board.
Anish Shroff had the call on ESPN. Chris Palumbo, the first of four that started an 11-0 first-half run by the Tigers, and they never look back. Princeton beats Notre Dame handily, 16-6 the final, the first title for Princeton since 2001. And a sidebar, congratulations to two locals on the team, Jacob Todd out of the Severn School and Owen Fisher out of Loyola Blakefield are now NCAA champions. On the women's side, the Northwestern Wildcats beat Carolina 14-11 on Sunday. A reversal of last year's result, UNC had thumped Maryland in the semis 16-6. Coming up in 30 minutes, the Ravens are back at it in Owings Mills. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. For dependable heating and air conditioning in Baltimore, I trust Farnan and Dermer, keeping homes comfortable for 125 years. When your system breaks down, no matter what the season, they offer same-day service most companies can't do. If you're thinking about upgrading, get interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems, plus BGE rebates up to $3,000 on high-efficiency units. Tell them Gary sent you, and get an AC tune-up for only $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys, and they're my guys.
From Milford Mill to Owings Mills, from Oreo Park to Brooklyn Park, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680.
Welcome back. This is Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Email us, am680@wcbm.com. Text in the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hagrick. Coming up in this hour, Baltimore's rankings continue to plummet while our infrastructure costs continue to rise exponentially. We have the story on that. An Obama judge dismissing the criminal charges against MS-13 Maryland man. And the Maryland ballot gate continues with the Justice Department sending a notice to the State Board of Elections. We'll tell you what that is all about. But our top story, Governor, tax and spend more, will sign more than 100 bills into law today, including a bill aiming to stop the automatic charging of some juvenile offenders as adults. Despite getting lots of pushback from prosecutors and from sheriffs here in the state of Maryland, the General Insane Asylum passing the Youth Charging Reform Act this year, sponsored by Senator Will Smith, Democrat Marxist, Montgomery County. The legislation ends the automatic charging of 16 and 17-year-olds who are facing certain offenses, including first-degree assault, as well as some drug and weapons charges as adults. Instead, the legislature starts the cases in the juvenile court system, and the governor says he's going to sign it.
I will not tolerate lawlessness. I will sign the Youth Charging Reform Act.
Well, it's got a funny way of showing not tolerating lawlessness by not charging them as adults, especially. That's how serious we keep hearing the term gun violence by the left, by the Democrats in this state. Here they have an opportune moment to grab their attention when they do commit a crime with a gun. And yet they're just going to slap them on the wrist. They're not going to charge them as adults. They'll charge them as juveniles, and we all know what that means. It means ankle monitor city here in the state of Maryland. And many sheriffs that have denounced prosecutors as well. In fact, Ivan Bates, the city state's attorney, saying that the Youth Charging Act, they're already, even before this law was signed into law today, judges and others are already acting as if it is law.
And it's almost as if, well, they're doing what we talked about. They're flying the plane and building at the same time. We've objected to what happened with the legislature. They have overruled us, and we will continue to do our job and do the best we can with the law as they've decided.
And meanwhile, sheriffs like Jeff Gaylor and Jim DeWeese and others say that public safety it should be the priority here, and the governor is basically missed the boat on this one.
I'm disappointed the governor chose even not to sign it.
You know, it's a vast, I think, overstep by the legislature.
I mean, in his own words, this went way too far.
Meanwhile, other state's attorneys, along with Ivan Bates, PG County State's Attorney Tara Jackson, Montgomery County State's Attorney John McCarthy, and Arundel County State's Attorney Ann Colt Lightus, and others are saying this is a bad, bad idea. And Sheriff Chuck Jenkins and DeWeese saying governor should veto the bill.
All of us collectively, you know, we don't want to be obviously at odds with the legislature or the governor, but public safety comes first.
I believe it's unconstitutional.
All right, more on the sheriff's reaction to that coming up in just a second. 7:13, time for traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, here is the king of all traffic, Lugnuts Johnson.
We had an incident northbound at the toll plaza at 895. At one point, they had two of the toll lanes blocked. They've kind of moved over now. We get two lanes straight through once again. Are we getting a backup if you're coming north on 895, which, again, normally is not there. But right now from, let's just say, Poteet Street, coming up to the K-Trust Bridge, and then getting up to Child Street on the northbound side of 895, that's the reason it's slowing. It's beginning to move once again on the northbound side. So it should clear out pretty quickly there. The backup southbound on 895 is back to the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 now is backed up to Moravia Road. 15 to maybe 20-minute delays now southbound at both the Harbor Tunnels. Nothing out of the ordinary there. It looks like the wreck on the Beltway may have cleared from the outer loop. It was after York Road and before the ramp at Charles Street and over towards 83. Much better than it was 15 minutes ago west of York Road. But as I said, eventually the backup was going to go back and tie into the normal delay. And now we have delays Belair Road, Harford Road, all the way through Providence Road and over to Delaney Valley Road because of that wreck. So we'll probably just going to have to ride that out for a while. The inner loop through Greenspring is good. The west side is 795 going down the hill and eventually getting better after Frederick Road. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast: warm and muggy. Scattered showers possible today. Upper 70s for the high right now. Light rain the next hour. 66 in Annapolis. 65 in Ellicott City. Time for our MAGA movement update.
America's momentum is back. Our spirit is back. Our pride is back. Our confidence is back. And the American dream is surging bigger and better than ever before.
Well, after hearing most of the weekend that the Iran peace deal was largely negotiated and there was a 50-50 chance that the deal could be announced this weekend, and of course, as soon as that was announced, Iran pushes back. I mean, you just really can't negotiate with these people. It seems like it's impossible. So fresh strikes in southern Iran were launched by U.S. military forces early this morning, targeting Iranian missile sites, vessels attempting to lay anti-shipping mines in the contested Strait of Hormuz. I think it should be obvious now to the president that they have no interest in the kind of peace deal that he's talking about. You know, imagine, while you're negotiating a peace deal, they're laying mines in the Strait of Hormuz. They're using this ceasefire as a way to reconstitute their ballistic missiles and to continue. Again, the only thing that's going to, I think, bring them to the table is be completely vanquished. I mean, that's it. I give the president credit. He is a man of peace. He only wants to use strength when he needs to use it to achieve that peace. But it seems to me, and General Flynn wrote an open letter to the president this weekend, pretty much saying the same thing. It just, you can't negotiate with terrorists. You can't negotiate with this mindset as long as they're in charge. So either you take them all out, or you run the risk of having him come back again, only to haunt you a little bit later on. He did put on Truth Social the enriched uranium or nuclear dust will either be immediately turned over to the U.S. to be brought home and destroyed, or preferably in conjunction and coordination with the Islamic Republic of Iran, destroyed in place or another acceptable location with the Atomic Energy Commission or its equivalent, being witness to this process and event. So those are the things we know. The Strait has to be open. No dollars for dust. Unless it's completely vanquished, then and only then will the sanctions be lifted, and will they get some of their money back. And the other thing the president's insisting on is that the other countries involved in this, including Saudi Arabia, United Arab Emirates, and Qatar, and other, all sign on to the Abraham Accords, which would bring, hopefully, a lasting peace to the Middle East. That's a big if on that, but we'll see. Iran has been the stumbling block to the Abraham Accords in the Middle East as well. On Friday, Fed Chairman Kevin Warsh was confirmed and sworn in I should say, by Justice Thomas, so he will now take his seat at the Federal Reserve as the chairman. Sadly, Director of National Intelligence Tulsi Gabbard has resigned. The principal deputy director of national intelligence is standing down to help her husband battle aggressive bone cancer. Very, very sad story there. Aaron Lucas will now serve as the acting director of national intelligence, and Tulsi Gabbard did a lot of really good things while she was in office, and I'm sad to see her go. Maybe Aaron Lucas will pick up the ball and run with it, including declassifying all the FISA nonsense. The warrants to spy on people and the FISA courts and the judges, etc. Ivanka Trump was targeted for assassination by the IRGC. That news broke by the New York Post over the weekend in an act of revenge for the death of Soleimani and others. And meanwhile, John Thune, just pack your bags, dude. I think it's over for John Thune. He was a big supporter of Cornyn today. His election day in Texas. Latest poll I saw had Ken Paxton up by 21 points over Cornyn. I think he's going to get spanked. And Thune, again, he won't allow President Trump to have recess appointments. He won't pass the Save America Act. He is dragging his feet. He's a McConnell acolyte. I think he's worse than Paul Rhino. And hopefully other Republican senators will call him to task over his, I think, betrayal of MAGA voters and the MAGA agenda. Meanwhile, in Texas, a Ken Paxton ad has now been revealed regarding, they call him Low T. He's the Democrat nominee, James Tallarico, on some of his more controversial statements.
The Democrats have a weird candidate.
God is non-binary. There are many more than two biological sexes. In fact, there are six. It is now existential that we try to reduce our meat consumption. The American flag is such a complicated symbol for most of us. Prophetic voices like Jesus have helped me reckon with my own whiteness, my own masculinity. Our southern border should be like our front porch. There should be a giant welcome mat out front. No need to sit and cry over, you know, your whiteness or your masculinity. They're going to call me a radical leftist.
Something that you love that's not family or friends.
I love, I'm just saying this because it's on my mind, the trans children.
The Democrats have a weird candidate.
No. O.T. Tallarico, 2 weeks from Texas. Lone Star Liberty PAC is responsible for the content of this ad.
Yeah, it'd be hard-pressed to see this guy winning anything close to a Senate race in the state of Texas. But that election for the runoff between Cornyn and Paxton is going to be held today and gearing up for the general election coming up later in November. Day 492 of the new Golden Age of America.
And we are just getting started.
All right, more on Governor Moore allowing the contested immigration bill to become law without his signature. The latest on Ballotgate coming up in just a second. You're listening to Casey and Company.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill? The possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now. 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
Sean Casey back again with my good friend Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty, our local real estate expert. You know, we spent some time over the years talking about the great work your company does helping charities like Johns Hopkins Children's Center. But in addition, you're also helping our veterans and first responders with discounts and special programs.
That's right, Sean. Our veterans and first responders using VA or FHA loans are getting edged out by cash and conventional financing offers. It's not fair that those that serve are having to pay up to 11% more just to be competitive. So we're turning the tables in order to level the playing field and give our veterans and anyone using an FHA loan the advantage once again. Our Guaranteed Close program provides assurance that when a seller accepts an offer from one of our buyers, they'll close on time or we'll step in and buy it for the contracted price.
That's incredible news, Vinny. So if you're a veteran or plan on using an FHA loan, call or text Vinny, 410-709-7515. That's 410-709-7515.
If you own a business, you cannot afford to be overlooked.
WCBM Radio helps you reach an engaged audience that values local business and responds to strong messaging. With radio, digital, and social media, WCBM can create custom campaigns built to deliver results. Visit WCBM.com or call WCBM today and let's get your business moving.
The views and opinions you hear on Talk Radio 680 WCBM and WCBM.com are not necessarily those of the owners, management, employees, and advertisers of WCBM.
7:23, traffic and weather on the freeze. Now with the update once again, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so the west side outer loop again is still 795 going down through Frederick Road. And then looking at the camera again right here at Dogwood Road, that's the camera right before you get to I-70. Very much bunched up again right through there. So not sure if there could be another problem just south of here that could turn the camera towards I-70 because the camera at the bridge at I-70 is out. But they're looking at something once again, or it could just be the normal heavy traffic, which is crawling down through there. The inner loop at Green Spring is slow. The Parkville side still recovering. And we had problems on the outer loop for the traffic coming over from Delaney Valley Road and then over towards York Road. And eventually towards I-83, there was an accident near the Charles Street ramp. And from York Road to Charles Street towards 83, that is now better. But the backup is not getting any better. And it's still Bel Air Road through Delaney Valley Road on the northeast side. 15 to 20 minute delays at both the harbor tunnels. JFX still doing okay. Nothing major so far between Ruxton Road and the ramps downtown. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 weather authority forecast for your Tuesday. Warm and muggy, scattered showers today. Upper 70s. The high right now, cloudy, 66 in the city. It is 66 in Parkville as well. We're talking about Governor Moore, who is going to sign hundreds of bills today, including the Youth Charging Reform Act. And what he said about that act is fairly interesting. Because we've known that he's struggled with accountability for juveniles since day one, since the days of Vinnie Schiraldi. And the governor said at the Center for American Progress event last week, quote, the most serious offenses like murder and rape and carjacking, they will stay in adult court as they should. But for the cases that belong in juvenile court, we're going to act faster and make sure that accountability can actually mean something. End of quote. Well, I don't know about you, but I basically contend that assault is a serious offense. Any kind of crime committed with a gun is a serious offense. Now, that might be the difference between Republicans and Democrats, because they keep telling us they're serious about gun offenses, but this proves that they're not, right? The fact that they've got Baltimore Police Department has 800 firearms that they've got a hold of and confiscated. We never find out where the guns are coming from. How many of the guns are stolen? How many guns may have come from a gun shop from another state? Why isn't there a task force to take down those that are distributing guns and not just drugs in the city of Baltimore? But you ask somebody that's been serious. We've had a number of cases where juveniles almost beat a man to death in the city. A 60-some-year-old man, I think, a 69-year-old man, if I'm not mistaken, earlier this year, was almost beaten to death in the city. And, of course, they got a slap on the wrist. And if you have a gun and you obviously commit a crime with it, I mean, how else are you going to get serious about guns if you lessen the punishment for crimes committed with guns here in the city of Baltimore? So that's number one. So we'll see. The Community Trust Act, that's all about him wanting to be president. He doesn't want to sign any bill that deems to be anti-law enforcement or law enforcement doesn't want him to sign. He could have vetoed it, but that would have angered a lot of his radical left-wing lunatics. So this way he gets to try to thread the needle, but hopefully we're not going to let him get away with that. As to Ballotgate, I'm holding a letter from the U.S. Department of Justice, Civil Rights Division, and this is from Harmeet Dhillon. Of course, who is an assistant attorney general in the Justice Department in charge of civil rights. She writes to Jared DeMarinis at the State Board of Elections. that requesting preservation of records and information regarding a recent announcement by Maryland State Board of Elections, they will be mailing out replacement ballots to correct a vendor error. We write to you and request that you preserve true and correct copies of all ballots, mailing records, other auditable records, and all corrective actions taken for Maryland's June, it says third primary, it's a typo, it should be 23rd. Please consider the facts cited above as the basis for this request. The purpose is to enforce the Help America Vote Act audibility requirement, also the Section 301 of the Civil Rights Act of 1960, also requires state and local officials to retain and preserve all records related to voter registration, other acts requisite to voting for any federal office for a period of 22 months after any federal, general, special, or primary election. So from Harmeet Dillon. So the DOJ is on it. Damaris also sent out a notice on Friday saying that mail-in voting is legal, secure, and transparent. Well, one out of the three, I guess, ain't bad, but it's certainly not secure. And it's not transparent when you can have any Tom, Dick, or Harry dropping off ballots into a drop-off mail ballot box. And there's no guarantee of chain of custody on any of that. So that was an incorrect and inaccurate statement by our state Board of Elections Administrator. And that should trouble you greatly. 729, it is the Memorial Day month sale at Rescue Natural Supplements, going on for just a couple more days now through the end of this month. And that's where you get a chance to save big on many of our natural supplements that have already been marked down at the website, res-q.com. You can save on all the omega-3s, on the LDLX Q10, the red yeast rice with coenzyme Q10, women and men vitamins, multivitamins and supplements and hormone treatments. Helps to boost your own hormones and not replace them as many others have tried to do. So again, over 50 different supplements to choose from, all marked down right now, and you can take advantage of those at 1-800-26-ALIVE. You don't need a coupon code. Just take advantage of the savings at res-q.com and do it today while the sale lasts till the end of this month. 7:30, time for the latest news headlines. Once again, an update with Maggie Hunter.
Thanks. Good morning. Maryland is lagging behind a growing number of states that have implemented uniform safeguards for overseeing billions in taxpayer-funded grants distributed to nonprofits and outside organizations. According to financial experts, lawmakers, and state grant management policies reviewed by Spotlight on Maryland. Financial experts and lawmakers warn that Maryland's reliance on individual agencies to establish their own oversight policies has created a system that lacks accountability, making it impossible to effectively monitor the billions of dollars distributed annually. That according to Fox 45. Also, on a busy travel weekend, 7 News investigates and asks, when will the new Chesapeake Bay Bridge come? Despite the dreary weather this Memorial Day weekend, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge has been very congested with holiday traffic at times, especially after a crash at the start of the eastbound span on Friday morning, leaving some drivers wondering when relief will finally come for the aging bridge. State officials are planning to replace the current bridge with 2 wider, safer spans, but it's going to take a while and depend on funding. After studying alternatives such as building new bridges elsewhere in December 2025, the MTA board voted unanimously on a plan that would lead to 2 new 4-lane bridge spans, both with shoulders this time, that would be built next to the current 2 spans. The old spans would be torn down. And police are investigating after 2 people were shot in southwest Baltimore on Monday, authorities announced. On May 25th, around 3:52 p.m., police responded to the 4100 block of Cranston Avenue for reports of a shooting. Once there, police say they located a 65-year-old man suffering from multiple gunshot wounds to his lower body. The victim was transported to a nearby hospital and is reported to be in stable condition. It's 7:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hey, Sean Hannity here. You know, in times like these, with market swings, tax uncertainty, constant headlines, having a clear retirement strategy matters more than ever. Now, you've worked very hard to build your savings. The next step is making sure that your plan is built to protect what you have and support the future that you want. That's why I recommend to you Paresh Shah and Shamik Shah with Safe Retirement Solutions. Paresh and Shamik are financial educators and trusted radio hosts right here on WCBM. They work with individuals and families to create retirement strategies that are designed around long-term security, clarity, and peace of mind. If you'd like a second opinion on your retirement plan, call Safe Retirement Solutions today. It's 410-266-1120. That's 410-266-1120. You can schedule an in-person or Zoom meeting. Again, 410-266-1120, or just go to pearshaw.com.
733 on Casey and Company. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
All right, 895 northbound looks to be back to normal now as you're coming up into the toll plaza area. It was backed up earlier. There was an incident there northbound on 895. It's cleared now. Most of that backup is gone. The tunnels southbound are backed up with the normal delays from the Erdman Avenue ramp on 895 and back to 95 at the Fort McHenry Tunnel. So we're in the area of 15 to 20 minute delays, maybe a little bit longer on 95 southbound. Nothing out of the ordinary through Annapolis. The morning backup there at I-97 at Route 32. Some fog in the area, but still running okay from the Bay Bridge towards 50 at Ritchie Highway, the Severn River Bridge, and then over towards I-97. A lot of slowing on the Beltway, some earlier problems, but now we've gone back to the normal delays on the Parkville side through Pikesville and 795 down to Frederick Road on the west side. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, staying unsettled for a couple more days. Scattered showers today with highs in the upper 70s. A few showers tonight, temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. A few more showers on Wednesday with highs nearing 80. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And the sports at 7:35 is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. An uplifting win yesterday for the Birds at Camden Yards as the Orioles come back not once, not twice, but three times in extra innings. They beat the Rays 9-7 on a walk-off two-run shot in the 13th by Colton Cowser.
Honestly, probably one of my favorite wins as an Oriole. Back and forth, just always in the fight. Really proud of our guys for just keep showing up, keep grinding. And felt like we were one hit away there for about four innings. So.
Cowser, batting just 198 coming in, was applauded by manager Albernez for his effort in the postgame.
Behind the scenes, the unseen hours, you get to see guys who are not getting the results they want, but the work they're putting in and the collaboration with our hitting coaches.
Cowser working with Drew French and the others in terms of his batting stance. Meanwhile, a national baseball writer and broadcaster taking the O's to task over the weekend, The Athletic's Ken Rosenthal, on the podcast called Fair Territory, saying it's fair to say the Orioles have over-delivered, or I should say over-promised, on their young talent.
This team just does not seem to know how to win. And that, of course, encompasses any number of things. But we've all heard about their great prospects, and we've all heard about the ones they wouldn't trade. And here they are, a couple of years after making the playoffs, back-to-back seasons, and they have gone backwards.
Rosenthal's comments coming just days after Orioles broadcaster Ben McDonald questioned the Orioles' reliance on analytics. Ravens news back at it after the long holiday weekend. OTAs resume today in Owings Mills. The Lamar watch continues as well. Lamar missed last week's OTAs, but head coach Jesse Minter seems nonplussed about it.
And do expect him to be back soon. We've had some great conversations. No, when he's going to be back, and again, I'll probably leave those between me and Lamar.
And NBA news, no team has ever blown a 3-0 lead in a playoff series, and the Knickerbockers last night weren't going to be the first.
It's over. Believe it, Knick fans, for the first time in 27 years, the New York Knicks are going to the NBA Finals. The dream season continues.
Mike Breen had the call on ESPN 130-93, the final last night in Cleveland. Stanley Cup playoffs last night, the Hurricanes back on track, 3-2 over the Canadiens, lead the series 2-1, and tonight, the Golden Knights trying to close out the Avalanche. Las Vegas leads that one 3-0. Racing news, Richard Childress Racing will retire the late Kyle Busch's number 8 until his 11-year-old son Brexton is ready to rep it in NASCAR. The time now is 7:37. When we return, MLB has reached a scenic milepost.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's 5 concepts, 1 destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
I'm a little disappointed. I got a bit. A little disappointed in you.
Yeah.
Just a little.
Yeah.
You failed to report the second longest losing streak in Orioles history.
The morning's not over yet.
Oh, okay. All right. So you had plans to report on it later.
I had plans. I have sound.
All right. I don't want
to. I've got to meet it out over time.
Pardon the pun.
Wait. Is it the second? Right. Is it the second longest losing streak, or is it the longest losing streak?
I think it's second. I think the longest one was 2021. 34 was the number I remember.
You know what? You're right about that. Okay. Let's not. Are we
all right, gonna... I won't.
Okay. 8:05.
Okay.
Okay, we'll talk about it.
Okay.
What I want to talk about here is Orioles payroll.
All right.
Okay. You know, I've mentioned this before. Yeah. You know, teams that spend $400 million a year, like the Dodgers, the Yankees, etc., they can paper over mistakes with money. Mm-hmm. Right. The Orioles don't have that luxury. But listen to this: after the first third of the season, because that's kind of the milepost that MLB has at Memorial Day, 54 games in or so.
Right.
The Brewers lead the National League Central. The Rays lead the American League East. The Guardians lead the AL Central, and the Athletics, who now play in Sacramento, lead the West. Do you know what they all have in common?
They probably have very low payrolls.
Yeah. They're all 20th or lower in Major League Baseball payroll. And the 4 division leaders out of 6. So payroll, I mean, it's not meaningless, obviously.
I'm just curious. Are they all big fans of analytics, or are they a hybrid, or do they do it old school?
I mean, yeah. I mean, it's a good question.
Yeah.
You know, so there you go. I mean, that's basically...
Yeah, someone doesn't always buy you a pennant, right?
You know?
Someone should tell the Yankees and the Dodgers that. Oh, that's right, the Dodgers won.
You know, the Dodgers have won their division like 10 years in a row.
All right, thanks, Gary. 7:39, 21 minutes now before the 8 o'clock. You can join us here if you want to choose your fake news. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680, and win some WCBM merchandise. It has happened again. This time, a Obama-appointed judge in Nashville, Waverly Crenshaw, has dismissed all criminal charges against MS-13 Maryland man, Kilmar Abrego Garcia. We just can't get rid of this guy. He's like a bad penny. And he keeps turning up everywhere you go. Motion to dismiss the human trafficking case, which was on tape. It was on freaking video. And they're saying this was vindictive and selective prosecution in violation of the Fifth Amendment's due process clause. And, you know, to me, when you look at it, let's look at the facts in this case. Number one, the dude was in this country illegally. He entered the U.S. from El Salvador in 2011, so he was an illegal alien. He faced federal charges of human smuggling and conspiracy to commit human smuggling. Those charges stem from a traffic stop we all saw on video by the Tennessee State Patrol in December 2022. He was found transporting 8 passengers across the country. He did not have a valid driver's license, was suspected of trafficking the passengers, but he was let go at the FBI request. Why? Because they were after the big fish. In this case, the big fish was Jose Ramon Hernandez Reyes, who MS-13 Maryland man was driving a car belonging to that human trafficker, and Hernandez Reyes sent to prison in 2020 for human smuggling. So he was driving a car with 8 people in it that was owned by a human smuggler who actually went to jail. And the FBI used that information to convict him. So, again, spare me the tears for MS-13 Maryland man, the Democrats' poster child for standing up to President Trump's attempt to enforce immigration laws. There he is, the Margarita Man, Democrat Senator Chris Van Hollen, getting roasted over the weekend for celebrating this federal judge's decision to drop the criminal case. And basically saying that He said that today a federal judge determined what we've known all along. The Trump administration was engaged in a vindictive prosecution against Kilmer Abrego Garcia. This is a win for all our rights and the Constitution. Yeah, he's celebrating the fact that a bunch of people got trafficked and smuggled, perhaps sold into prostitution, child sex rings, slave labor. This is a U.S. senator from Maryland celebrating the fact that this guy was able to get away, it appears at this juncture, with human trafficking. Think about that for just a second. How badly the Democrats are lost. And also Brooks is no better. She's right up there with Van Hollen. Remember last year and this is a guy who was also a wife beater. Remember that? They had a restraining order taken out on him. An alleged MS-13 gangbanger. And now he flew all the way to El Salvador, remember, and sipped margaritas with this human trafficker. But now it's a big celebration for Chris Van Hollen and an Obama judge. I got to tell you, Republicans are gutless and feckless if they don't try to impeach Waverly Crenshaw in Tennessee. That is lawlessness at its worst. 743, traffic weather on the threes. Don't forget, we need a contestant. 410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. Got a chance to win right now. Give us a call. Right now, Chuck Whitaker has got the latest on traffic weather on the threes.
And brought to you as a service, Sabernes Automotive, 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. Getting reported where I can't see it. The cameras are out eastbound I-70 near the split at Route 40 West. So the camera is also out at Route 32. So if there is a backup there, we can't see it, but I'm going to give you the heads up. That's the report we have right now from the state police in that area. Baltimore County with the new wreck, North Point Boulevard at Rolling Mill Road. That's over in the area, not far from the city county line and not too far from Eastern Avenue on North Point Boulevard. Looking live here at 95 and Russell Street, 395, the big interchange at Camden Yards. All the lanes are open. Both the tunnels still sporting about 15 to 20 minute delays southbound. Everybody's moving, but it's slow in the usual spots from Erdman Avenue on 895 and from Moravia Road on 95. The Beltway continues with the normal delays on both the inner and the outer loop. Summer driving can be hard on your vehicle, so let Bernie's Automotive keep you safe on the road with a complete system checkup. I'd stop now this weekend or today even and see Bernie at 601 Back River Neck Road in Essex. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 45 Weather Authority forecast. Warm and muggy today. Scattered showers, upper 70s, mid-60s tonight. Mostly cloudy showers are lingering tomorrow. Humid, high of 80. We'll see the sunshine in great volume and length by this weekend. So just get through next couple of days.
You should be all right.
Cloudy 67 in Middle River and at 66 in Millersville. Time to choose your fake news. Three stories, one of which is not true. Identify the fake news story, and you will be the winner. Our contestant today, Mike in Eldersburg. Good morning, Mike.
Good morning, ladies and gentlemen.
Good morning.
You want to go first, second, third, or last?
I'm going to go last.
All right. Good luck, Mike. Here are the three stories. Crowds in Bangladesh are flocking to snap photographs with an unlikely social media star, an albino buffalo with flowing blonde hair nicknamed Donald Trump, is due to be sacrificed within days.
Mm.
The owner says he gets bathed four times a day as men pull cool buckets of water over the bull's head, running a pink brush through his blonde comb over. They've nicknamed the bull Commander in Beef. Story two. President Trump and First Lady Melania will become the first presidential couple to have their own Beanie Babies. TY, the maker of the Beanie Babies, announced that the deal today is when they'll take effect, and you can get them online. Portions of the proceeds will go to their favorite charities, Gold Star Families, and Melania's Be Best campaign. And story three, a German school was forced to withdraw a sex ed lesson after children ages 13 to 14 years old were given the classroom task of designing a new kind of brothel for all. Apparently parents upset at the homework assignment protested at the school, and they withdrew the lesson. Story one, Commander in Beef, the albino Donald Trump buffalo. Story two, the Beanie Babies for President Trump and First Lady Melania. Or story three, Eighth graders given class project to design a brothel. All right, we'll start with Chuck, since Maggie always whines on Mondays.
I do
that
cry.
That I pick on her first, okay?
Even though it's Tuesday, but you already designated.
It's the first day of the week.
But yeah.
Same thing.
All right. Chuck, you get to go first today.
I have to remember the last time I was in a brothel. I'll go three.
Debbie, he admitted that he was in one, just he couldn't remember the last time. If you're happy to monitor the program.
I told you to mind your business. Shut your pie hole.
Nah.
Maggie.
I got to go with number three as well.
All right, Maggie goes for number three. Kristen?
I don't know, it's Europe. I think that one might be true, and I didn't know they were still making Beanie Babies, but I know Trump's not opposed to putting pretty much anything with his name on it, so I think that's true. I didn't even go with number one. There's a lot of detail on that story I don't know about.
Commander in Beef gets Kristen's vote. Mike in Eldersburg.
Yeah, I'm going to have to go with number one, too. It's just, I don't know, man. That just sounds made up to me.
Okay. Nobody votes for story number two, the First Lady and the President getting Beanie Babies. And that is our fake news story of the day today.
Oh, well, that Stump was quick and
tough start for the panel here today.
Well, that's
Mike, thanks for listening.
Thank you.
All right, have a great great day. Come back and play again another time.
Aren't you proud of yourself, Mr. Casey?
At least I didn't. Everybody else went down in flames with
me. I'm just moderating a game here that's part of the Casey and Company format.
Say.
We need
to get you
a Gene Rayburn microphone, you know, when you do this feature.
And then do something with it.
I know what I'd do with it.
Don't!
What would you do with it?
Bend over, Chuck.
No kidding. Flag that.
It's time to take your
flag that.
It's time to take your temperature.
That's all right. That would come out of my ear. What are you talking about? That's elder abuse. Get me going immediately.
All right. That's a bad visual, folks. I apologize.
It is.
It's 7:50. All right, thanks, Chuck. See you in a couple. All right, coming up next, your calls and comments as well. We'll take a look at Baltimore's rankings continue to plummet, and the infrastructure costs continue to rise. Wait till you hear the number that a survey has just concluded is necessary. What will be necessary to fix all of our infrastructure in Baltimore City? It is mind-boggling and a stunning number. At that. Top of the hour, I take a look at Dollar Bill Ferguson is flipped on redistricting. Gee, wonder what that's all about, folks. A little bit later on will be the Defense Freedom Institute. Angela Morabito is going to join us to talk about the Maryland State Department of Education curriculum on gender policies. They're fighting and suing some Maryland counties. We'll get the latest on that battle as well. You're listening to Casey & Company. It's 7:50.
Over the next few minutes, we're going to turn our eyes to the market and how to control the uncontrollable. Brian Herbert is a financial and tax planner and a 5-star wealth management award winner with ProStatus Financial right here in Maryland. Ryan, I think we're all hyper aware of the fact that the markets have been volatile as of late. What I think most of us are wondering is, what can we do about it?
It's the consistency. It's having the plan for your income and retirement. Any income that you're having coming in from your portfolio should not be dependent on the stock market getting you a 5% rate of return or a 4% or 10% or whatever it happens to be. You want that to be unaffected by the market so that when we have times like these where we have so much volatility, you're not stressed about, do I have enough? Am I still going to be able to retire when I want? You want to have this consistent plan. If that's the kind of feeling that you want to have, if that's the kind of messaging and plan that you want from your financial advisor, I encourage you to sit down with Mike, myself, Catherine, Faisal, Sam, Andrew, a member of our team at ProStatus Financial, and we will put together your very own retirement plan that accounts for these crazy swings in the market, that accounts for that income that you need to have in retirement. But it all starts by giving us a call at 866-597-1040, 866-597-1040.
If you're 55 or older, have saved $500,000, and are serious about your retirement, congratulations. We're going to personally create a complete retirement plan for you. This includes a 401k X-ray and a portfolio protection plan. We'll also run an income analyzer so you can see how much income you can start to generate from your savings and make sure your retirement is protected and geared for growth. Call 866-597-1040. That's 866-597-1040, or go to ProStatusFinancial.com and schedule your free 15-minute phone conversation today. That's ProStatusFinancial.com.
Advisory services offered through ProStatus Group, LLC, a registered investment advisor.
Notice how much entertainment costs have risen lately? Satellite radio is $10 to $25 a month. Netflix costs $7 to $23 a month. The movies are $9 to $15 a month. WCBM Radio and the WCBM Radio app are free. Download it today from your app store.
Get a lot of texts from some of our listeners here this morning. Sean, how can people pressure the Senate Republicans to oust the feckless Thune? Well, you need five. So I would start on focusing on the ones that we... Obviously, they're not going to do it for Van Hollen and Alsobrooks because they love Thune because Thune keeps Trump in check. Won't pass the Save America Act. Won't allow recess appointments. Is dragging his feet on codifying the president. So forget about Van Hollen and Alsobrooks. But again, just support those like Senator Mike Lee, Senator Ted Cruz, Senator Marsha Blackburn, and Senator Rick Scott of Florida and others. Maybe we'll put together a roster for folks. And Michelle says, I would suggest you name Sarah David, that's from Baltimore County State's Attorney's Race, the Democrat, the next Marilyn Mosby. Yeah, because Soros gave Mosby a bunch of money, so she would be the Marilyn Mosby of Baltimore County. 7:53, traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, the King, Lugnuts Johnson.
All right, so apparently this wreck eastbound I-70 at the split at Route 40 has lane blockage and enough of a blockage problem that we're backed up to Route 32. Both the campers in that area are completely out, so I can't tell you visually what's going on, but we see the backup and we're getting the information that the backup is growing back towards the ramp area at Route 32. So if you're coming inbound from Route 97 for Woodbine Road in those areas, you're crossing Route 32 towards Route 40 on I-70 eastbound. Be prepared for that delay. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast. It is going to be a warm and muggy today. Scattered showers, upper 70s, mid 60s tonight. More showers tomorrow. And humid with a high of 80. Things will start to look a little bit better later on in the week with some more sunshine. Yeah, we need it. And we also needed the rain, so let's be fair about that as well. Right now, 67 and cloudy in the city, 66 in Stevensville. Let's take a call here from Gary in Kingsville. Good morning, Gary.
Good morning, Sean.
Yes, sir.
Well, if we can't get rid of Kilmar Abreu, then let's get rid of the judge. Let's flood Andy Harris's office with phone calls demanding that this guy be impeached. He obviously has no demeanor, no credentials that make him qualified to be a judge of the law.
Yeah, I think that'd be great. The question is, how do we get him removed or impeached? It's going to take
two... Well, you've got to start with somebody making the charge.
Yeah.
Let Andy get a backbone and do it.
Yeah. Somebody's got to introduce the articles of impeachment against this judge. If the judges aren't willing to follow the law, if the judges think that they are the law, if the judges are interfering with the executive branch's constitutionally mandated role for immigration, again, the judge can say, legislature, you can change the law, but the judges can't be judge, jury, and executioner in one fell swoop. And the fact that this guy was caught on video.
Yeah.
I mean, it boggles the mind. It really does. But you're right. It's time to start sending messages, and this is where the Republicans Party loses its way. The Democrats are lost; they're gone already. But Republicans are losing their way because they're just not willing to uphold the Constitution and do their constitutional responsibilities.
And, there you go.
All right, Gary, thanks so much. Appreciate the call. 7:56. A new report out. I don't know if you've seen all these reports. The Daily Rank Department have us as the second worst school district in the country. We are the fifth most dangerous city in the country. We are the seventh worst for out-migration, meaning people leaving the state, and the seventh most expensive state to live in. Those are just some of the more recent statistics. And then when it comes to infrastructure, we now have a report out, and this is a report that was done by Merit Research Services. It was authored by Richard Ciccaroni, and he says that the cities are putting off upkeep on infrastructure, and that the cities, most of these are cities run by Democrats, blue cities, run by Democrat mayors of the country, they're falling apart. And he says it comes at a price, but the thing that shocked me, Baltimore is near the top of the worst list on this as well. Second highest infrastructure and capital asset burden at almost $20 billion. But wait, Ciccarone says, it's much worse than that.
Our study quantified the number and found it to be over $1
trillion. $1 trillion in infrastructure repairs and costs, bridges and tunnels and sinkholes and water systems, etc. And he says these are the reason why, because something called deferred maintenance.
Deferred maintenance means that you have surpassed your estimated useful life of an asset. And that gets particularly a concern when you're dealing with assets that carry some physical risk with them, such as bridges. But it even can go as far as roads, et cetera. And those particular assets here, when you defer maintenance, of course, that poses a safety risk, but it also poses presents something that's going to have to be fixed eventually. And every year and you wait longer, it's going to cost you more because of the inflation factor. So you're running up the tab.
Yeah, indeed. And he says that's as it stands right now, but things are getting much worse.
There are cities in which are struggling, and it looks like it's only going to get worse. Unfortunately, those cities happen to be most frequently older industrial cities or cities that have passed their heyday, and they have large footprints of assets, but they have smaller population to pay for those assets and less vibrant economic basis. And that's a problem.
Yeah, it's a big problem. And with dozens of aging city-owned buildings, they think $165 million just to deal with those. It's probably much, much more than that. But again, we did the story last week, unpaid, uncollected fines, fees, at nearly $300 million. This city is not governed properly. It's not managed properly. It's not run well. And it's you can lay that at the feet of Mayor BS and the city council, all of them on the city council. As well. My good buddies, Mayor and Mayor, they run Town Appliance in Owings Mills right off Reisshus Town Road. Memorial Day spring sales event still going on right now. There's still, if you're in the market for a single appliance and or an entire kitchen upgrade, they're the place to go. It's where my wife and I are going for our new refrigerator now that all the modifications have been made in our kitchen. So check them out. Five-star customer service, competitive pricing, great brands, high-end brands like Bosch and much, much more. Town Appliance right off Reisshus Town Road in Owings Mills or Town Appliance.
This is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM Baltimore.
Breaking news this hour from Town Hall. I'm Rich Thomason. Secretary of State Rubio says there are details yet to be ironed out in talks with Iran.
Speaking from India, Rubio says the sides are working on an outline.
Suffice it to say that some progress has been made, significant progress, although not final progress has been made.
Regional officials say the deal would gradually reopen the Strait of Hormuz and see the U.S. blockade of Iranian ports end. Iran would give up its stockpile of highly enriched uranium. At Arlington National Cemetery, President Trump mentioned those who were killed fighting Iran.
We lost 13 wonderful souls, wonderful special people.
The president said there could be no 4th of July without America's armed forces, and there could be no Independence Day without Memorial Day. Ed Donahue, Washington.
And U.S. forces launched a new series of strikes on Iranian military targets. An evacuation order lifted for some of those evacuated from their homes near a chemical storage tank that was in danger of exploding in Southern California.
It's not over yet. We still have work to do.
Orange County Fire Chief Craig Covey.
There's two things that we're going to be still doing an operational operation on. Number one, we still have to mitigate a fire and very small explosion concern and also a spill potential.
President Trump's endorsement has carried a good deal of weight in recent GOP primaries. Today we'll see how things go in Texas, where incumbent U.S. Senator John Cornyn is facing a runoff against Trump-endorsed Ken Paxton. The winner will face Democrat James Tallarico in the general election. From Texas to Georgia to the Carolinas, forecasters say flash flooding is possible today. Much of the South swamped by torrential rains. And four people are dead after a train collided with a school bus in northern Belgium. On Wall Street, Dow futures 308 points higher. NASDAQ futures up 309. More on these stories at townhall.com.
If you want unlimited talk, text, and data on a super fast network, Big Wireless will sell it to you right now for as little as $70 a month. Or you can buy it from Pure Talk for half of that. I'm talking about unlimited talk, text, and data for just $34.99 a month. But wait, there's more. When you switch to Pure Talk, you'll be switching to an American wireless company that's committed to keeping 100% of its customer service in this country. I appreciate that. In fact, that's why I switched. I also appreciate the way they support our vets and our skilled workforce. Dial #250, say micro, and get unlimited talk, text, and unlimited data for just $34.99 a month. That's #250, micro. Stop paying twice what you need to pay for the service you want and switch to an American wireless company that actually stands for something. Pure Talk.
Good morning. You're on Casey and Company at 8:03. Here's Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
There's a new report of a wreck now on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. So anybody coming up towards Goddard and up through that area from the Capitol Beltway, heads up to maybe some partial road blockage there. New wreck downtown on Dr. King. It appears to be southbound approaching the intersection of Pratt Street over on the west side. Definitely a heads up for that on Dr. King if you're coming south from Pennsylvania Avenue and down through that area. And then the wreck in Howard County has several lanes blocked. We can't see it because the cameras are out, but it's eastbound I-70 at the split at Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. All Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Your Fox 45 forecast, staying unsettled for a couple more days. Scattered showers today with highs in the upper 70s. A few showers tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. A few more showers on Wednesday with highs nearing 80. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
65 degrees in Pikesville and 67 at the Kent Narrows. At 8:04, here are the latest headlines from the WCBM Maryland News Center. Former President Joe Biden will deliver the keynote address at the Maryland Democratic Party's 2026 Fight Back and Win Gala. The event will take place at Maryland Live Casino on June 27th, bringing together Democratic elected officials, labor leaders, volunteers, and voters to reflect on the work ahead and prepare for the 2026 midterm elections. In a statement, the former president says it's going to be a special night, and he's honored to spend it with the folks who are fighting to move Maryland and the country forward. Annapolis police are warning residents about a recent increase in catalytic converter thefts, and Toyota Prius models are a frequent target. Police say the thieves are after the valuable metals inside the catalytic converters, and the light weight of the Prius makes it easier for them to quickly jack up the vehicle and access the device. Police are working to catch the suspects, but vehicle owners can help by parking in a home garage if possible, using motion-sensing lights, and parking in well-lit areas. The winning Maryland Lottery number pick 3 was 261, the pick 4, 8070. 8:05 on Casey and Company. Stein on Sports coming up next.
Are you stressed because of your IRS back tax bill, the possibility of wage garnishment or property lien? Then call Priority Tax Relief now, 800-314-0045. At Priority Tax, we work directly with the IRS to protect you and your assets. Thousands of our customers have resolved for far less than their original balance. Connect to the IRS for free in minutes. 800-314-0045.
At WCBM, we stand for freedom, hard work, and the businesses that keep our community strong. The local businesses that support WCBM share our values. They believe in you, just like you believe in America. So when you need a service, a product, or a meal out, support the businesses that support WCBM. Your dollars stay local, help hardworking Americans, and keep conservative talk radio alive. Check out our trusted sponsors at WCBM.com and tell them you heard them on WCBM. Because when we stand together, we thrive together.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
Sports at 8:05, brought to you by Farnan and Dermer, offering same-day service. Mention my name and get a $99 AC tune-up from the comfort guys, my guys. The Orioles and Rays go at it again tonight at 6:35 with Shane Boz on the hill for Baltimore. One day after the Birds authored a walk-off comeback win 9-7 over Tampa Bay. Colton Cowser with his second walk-off in back-to-back days. First time that's happened in an Orioles uniform since Freddie Lynn did it back in 1985. But the big news yesterday at Camden Yards, as Sean Casey alluded to at the 7:30 hour, occurred between innings of the Rays-Oriole game. And there it is, mustard ending its 27-race losing streak, beating ketchup and relish and avoiding the dark side of history. As back in 2021, relish lost the first 34 races of her career. Elsewhere in baseball, I don't know how many games the Nats are going to win this year, but I can tell you this much, they can hit the ball very far.
Drills a curveball out to right center. This ball is crushed way back and out of here. James Wood got a hanger, and he banged it out to right center.
Dan Colco had the call on Nats TV. A leadoff shot for Wood, a native of Rockville, Maryland, grew up in Olney, and the first of six for the Nats on the day, who lead the majors in runs scored 10-2, the final over the Guardians. Nats now are over 500 at 28-27. Sunday night in Mechanicsburg, Pennsylvania, the 69th renewal of the Big 33 High School Football Classic, pitting the best of Maryland against the best of Pennsylvania. And for the second straight year, it goes to Maryland, 18-10 in double overtime, game-winning touchdown scored by Jonathan Coleman out of Arundel High School, a two-yard run. Maryland sent it to overtime with just 2:12 left in regulation. A 21-yard pass from Northern's Blake Pasek to Edgewood's Michael Robinson. Pasek, by the way, is the all-time leading passer in Maryland State High School football history with over 10,000 passing yards. Happy heavenly birthday today to former Orioles manager Joe Altobelli, who guided the Birds to the last World Series win in 1983, was born on this day in 1932, and a happy terrestrial birthday today to former CBS broadcasting star Brent Musburger, who turns 87 years old today. And that is Stein on Sports.
Gary Stein here. If your heating or AC system gives you trouble, you need a company you can count on. That's why I recommend Farnan and Dermer, serving Baltimore for 125 years and one of the few that offer same-day service while others are a week or more out. Plus, take advantage of interest-free financing for up to 60 months on select systems and BGE rebates of up to $3,000 on high-efficiency HVAC systems. Tell them I sent you and get an AC system tune-up for just $99. Call 410-367-7777. That's Farnan and Dermer, the comfort guys. They're my guys.
From Dundalk to the Boardwalk, from Pikesville to Parkville, this is the right choice for Maryland.
Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
You're listening to Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
410-922-6680, 1-800-WCBM-680. You can email us at am680@wcbm.com. Text into the show using the free WCBM mobile app. Our executive producer is Kristen Hager. Coming up in this hour, we're going to take a look at the Columbia double murderer gets life without parole. That was the murder, two murders in Columbia Mall. Angela Morabito of the Defense Freedom Institute will join us at the bottom of the hour to talk about the Maryland State Department of Education woke gender policies, and they're suing four Maryland counties over these policies. But our top story here today, Dollar Bill Ferguson has pulled a switcheroo, old flip-flopper. He's now opening the door to a special session for redistricting, and he says, why? Because, quote, the rules have changed since the Supreme Court last month gutted the Voting Rights Act. Said he's talking with Democrat senators about calling a special session after the primary to address this, what they want. It's already an unfairly gerrymandered map, 7-1. They want to make it 8-zip so that Republicans and unaffiliated voters would have zero representation in Maryland. And not that it's happened in other states. I mean, in New England, they've got, what, six states there with about a 30 to 40% Republican population that have zero representation in the House. And just, I think, have one in the Senate in Susan Collins. In any event, Ferguson said Southern legislatures are already using that ruling to wipe out minority districts. And the reason why, the Voting Rights Act was not gutted. They dismantled Section 2 of the Voting Rights Act, which said you can't draw lines creating majority-minority districts as a remedy to cure the lack of black representation or black voting in these states. I don't think you should be able to do it for partisan purposes either, political, but that's exactly what has happened. So it wasn't gutted, it was corrected. Ferguson says, Maryland must respond as the ground shifts around us. I'm in active conversations with my caucus about a special session and constitutional amendment to address the 2022 Maryland Court restricting redistricting decision and the U.S. Supreme Court VRA decision with the aim of putting this before Maryland voters this November. Now, this would not certainly take place in time for the 26 midterms. because that ship has sailed. But it would affect the 28 presidential elections and federal elections there. Governor Moore, when told of the news on Friday, said, "I think we're watching our democracy being robbed in front of our faces, and I think Maryland needs to be able to respond. So I'm glad to hear the Senate president is willing to have a conversation about it." So that's where we are now, and the Maryland GOP will tell you what their reaction was to this in just a second. So why is he doing this now? Well, let's face it, since he's been called out by the radical progressive Marxist and activist in his party, he has pretty much become as much of a pariah as Jeffrey Epstein. And that's why they are holding his feet to the fire. He also has an opponent in this year's Senate race, Bobby Lapin, who apparently is doing pretty well with the fundraising. So there might be a little bit of a concern there. But I think this goes further. It's just like both of these politicians, Westmore wants to be president, and I think Bill Ferguson wants to be governor one day here in the state of Maryland. And you do not want to be seen as the pariah of the Maryland Democrat Party. You got to go along to play. And here again, now he's got this convenient, "I'll blame the Supreme Court. We'll call a special session, and we'll redraw the maps, and we'll let it all play out in court." So that's the latest on that. This is typical Democrat machine politics, and both of these guys driven by pure blind ambition. 8:13, traffic weather on the threes with the update now. The king of all traffic, speaking of blind ambition, Chuck Whitaker sees everything. He knows everything. He's experienced everything. That's why he's able to do it with such skill and acumen.
Wow. Just remember my motto, you can only be 50% wrong.
That's right.
Because if I tell you there's a wreck right there, you don't know whatever else is going on.
It's just amazing.
It is amazing. Yeah. That's how it works, Mr. Casey. Eastbound I-70 at the split at Route 40. Those accident vehicles are now on the shoulder on the ramp to Route 40 coming in from Route 32. So, again, the cameras are out. We had a couple of calls said, yep, that's what happened. Everybody's off to the side. Now, it's still backed up, though, but it should get better traveling east through there. The other wreck was on the BW Parkway northbound at Powder Mill Road. That's also now off to the shoulder. That should start to improve. There's a new wreck in the city, Eastern Avenue at the bridge at I-95, the wreck downtown on Dr. King, and apparently southbound right before the light at Pratt Street over on the west side. All the normal delays on the Beltway are still out there. We still have delays. We're still in that area of 15 to 20-minute delays at least on the southbound side of both the Harbor Tunnels. And looking live here, very heavy traffic coming down the hill on I-97 from Benfield towards the split at Route 32. But the lanes are open as you continue south, eventually down to the ramp at Route 50. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 weather authority forecast for your Tuesday. More rain in store today. Warm and muggy, scattered showers, upper 70s, mid-60s tonight. Tomorrow, mostly cloudy showers will linger, and it'll be sticky again, high near 80. Right now, 68 in Middle River, and it is 68 in Dundalk. And from the birthplace of our Star-Spangled Banner, Fort McHenry, Baltimore, our national anthem, it is time to celebrate America's 250th birthday. And our America 250 brought to you by Smile Design Center. If you ever dreamed of achieving that perfect smile, the time to act is now. Call the Smile Design Center. 410-321-1100. Make that dream a reality. On this day, May the 26th, 1865, Confederate General Edmund Kirby Smith, commander of the Confederate Trans-Mississippi Division, surrenders. On this day, one of the last Confederate generals to capitulate, Kirby Smith, who had been a commander of the area in January of 1863, charged with keeping the Mississippi River open to Southerners, and yet he was more interested in recapturing Arkansas and Missouri. But just 23 days after Kirby Smith's surrender, Brigadier General Stand Watty, a Cherokee, became the last Confederate field general to surrender on the battlefield. So the waning days of the Confederacy. On this day, May 26th, 1868, at the end of the historic two-month trial, U.S. Senate narrowly fails to convict President Andrew Johnson of impeachment charges levied against him by the House of Representatives 3 months earlier. The senators voted 35 guilty, 19 not guilty in the second article of impeachment, a charge related to his violation of the Tenure of Office Act in the previous year. 10 days earlier, the Senate also failed to convict Johnson on another article of impeachment, the 11th, voting an identical 35 for conviction, 19 for acquittal. Because both votes fell short by one vote of the two-thirds majority needed to convict Johnson, he was judged not guilty and remained in office. It was the first attempt to impeach a president in our nation's history. And finally, on this date, one of the great American patriots of all time, a Hollywood legend and star, Marion Michael Morrison, was born. You may know him better as John Wayne. And that's a look at America 250, brought to you by the Smile Design Center.
WCBM Baltimore.
Hi, Sean Casey here. At the Smile Design Center in Lutherville, Dr. Lairfield is changing smiles and changing lives. If you're nervous about going to the dentist, they offer sedation options so you have little or no memory of your visit. And right now, Dr. Lairfield is offering fall specials for new patients and special financing options to make care more affordable. Call Nicole today at 410-321-1100 and visit SmileDesignDoctor.com and tell them I told you to call for a first patient special offer.
WCBM Baltimore.
All right, coming up right after the 8:30 news, Angela Morabito of the Defense Freedom Institute will be our guest, and she's going to tell us about their suing four Maryland counties for their gender woke policies in schools, which really sort of the curriculum designed by the Maryland State Department of Education. So we'll see which counties and how you might be able to make a difference in your county as well. It's 8:20 minutes after the hour. Joining us once again on our hotline this morning is the lead counselor, Michael A. Freeman Law Firm, the cheese, the big cheese, as they call him at the firm. The big cheese, Michael.
Yeah, what they call. Continuing legal. You got legal stuff going on this morning. So here's legal. We have talked about this case where our client peeped out of a stop sign coming onto a favored highway, but because of huge trees that belonged to the state that had not been cut, my client could not see around the corner. And as he inched out, he got hit by a car on the favored boulevard. And because he was on the unfavored boulevard, he could not recover. Now, what happens when the state goes out there when they hear about this, and they cut down the trees? So now you can see. Is that evidence that can be used in court in a negligence case? Can you go in and say, you see how dangerous it was? They went and cut it down. Well, there's something called subsequent remedial measures, which, if taken, cannot be used in court. The theory is that we want people to be able to go fix something that's not right without holding themselves out to have therefore have been negligent, so that if in any kind of tort situation or slip and fall, if you stepped through a porch that somebody hadn't repaired, if you slipped on something that should have been cleaned up but wasn't cleaned up in a store, if the store or the state or anybody, once they recognize that danger, they go and fix that danger, that subsequent remedial measure that was taken cannot be used in court. Now, if you can show that they were aware or should have been aware of this danger beforehand and didn't do anything about it, that's where it gets a little nuanced. So the law is so interesting, and to us, anyway, it's probably not to a lot of people, but to us it's really interesting. And we could talk a couple hours about the subsequent remedial measures and how you can try to get around it.
Does the act of God thing come into place here? Because are trees are growing naturally and so on and so forth?
Well, no, the act of God does not come into play. I mean, the act of God might have grown the trees, but it's who's responsible to cut the trees down, and that would be the state. So the point is that you're going to have to prove that they knew about the danger, they had the opportunity to fix the danger, and they didn't fix the danger.
Right.
The fact that they did fix it afterward just doesn't really mean anything other than they've now made it safer.
Well, if anybody needs the act of God, it's the Orioles right now. So,
well, hey, wait a minute. Colton Cowser doesn't walk off home runs in a row. Come on, there's always hope.
Yes, there is.
Hey, have a great week, everybody. We'll talk to you next week.
All right, Michael, thanks so much. Law Office is Michael A. Friedman, 410-363-6848, online maflaw.com at 823. Traffic weather on the threes with Lugnuts Johnson.
They pulled one out against the Rays yesterday.
They did.
That was some battle. Of course, our bullpen sucks, so that's just the way it is.
It didn't suck last week when we were in Tampa.
No. I'm talking about the Rays bullpen.
Yeah, right.
Every time they get in a situation like that, they keep giving up runs and those extra innings.
Right, so who were you rooting for yesterday?
I'm partial to... Never mind.
Where the check's clear.
I'm not going to alienate any of my fans, I can tell you that, Miss Casey, as you try to back me into a corner as usual. Son of a bitch. There's a report of a vehicle that may be off the roadway here, I-195 near Washington Boulevard. So if you're traveling from 95 towards the airport or vice versa, that's where the accident is. And again, there are no cameras there, so can't see it. So we have to wait till they give us an update, and we'll go from there. In the meantime, the new wreck was in the city, Eastern Avenue at the bridge at I-95, the wreck downtown on Dr. King, coming down to the light at Pratt Street. And again, if you're coming down from Baltimore Street or Fayette Street through there, there may be an impact on the southbound side. Leftover backing, yep, still out there on the Beltway, and we're still very heavily involved with the heavy traffic coming south at both the Harbor Tunnels. 95 Russell Street, 395, last check, all the lanes were clear. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast for today. Warm and muggy, scattered showers, upper 70s. Tonight will be about in the mid-60s, and then tomorrow mostly cloudy. Showers will linger, humid, and a high near 80. Right now, 65 and cloudy in Bel Air, 67 in Pasadena. And we're talking about Dollar Bill Ferguson and whether or not he is going to hold, it looks like he is going to hold a special session. They'll wait till after the June 23rd primary. They'll call the special session. That way it won't be held against him. Again, when you look at it, and again, why is that important? Well, because he does have an opponent coming up in this primary, so he wants now to calm the quiet. You know, he wants that storm to go quietly away so he can fend off Bobby LePin in his Maryland Senate race. And then he'll call the special session. Of course, it won't be in time for this year. But then who knows what's going to happen in a special session. But Republicans really are powerless to stop it. I mean, their focus really is on the they're still focusing on the federal gas tax holiday. That's something that they seem to think is going to be a big winner for them. I don't get that strategy at all. I really don't. But that's what they're focusing on. In fact, there's a statement here from the House Republicans and the Maryland House Republican Congress. Yeah, you know, they want to change the Constitution to redistrict. That's what they're talking about here. Put it into, like, they've already changed the Maryland state constitution, and I think it's just one of the greatest antithetical concepts of all time to enshrine abortion into our state constitution here in Maryland. Now they want to enshrine the ability to draw congressional districts purely and based solely on race, which the Supreme Court says is, and again, it'd be interesting to see, because just like Virginia, remember Virginia thought they had the answer. Virginia thought they were going to get redistricting, and they got smacked down not only by a local court, by the Virginia State Supreme Court. And then the United States Supreme Court refused to take up their case. I think the same fate awaits Maryland if they want to go through this. But this is all about, again, Governor Moore wants to be president in 2028. Okay, he's going to be basically a placeholder for the next 2 years if he wins re-election. That's why you have an opportunity here in this election cycle. By the way, tomorrow, Ed Hale joins us for his exclusive one-hour in-studio interview with yours truly. So we invite you to tune in for that. We did Dan Cox last week. Ed Hale Sr. will be here tomorrow morning. And then Friday morning of this week, John Myrick will take his turn at the microphone here on KCN Company. So trying to get you as much information as we can so you can make an informed decision as to who you support. I am not picking winners or losers here. I'm just trying to be a conduit of information. I know I get a lot of emails. John, who do you support? Who do you endorse? You know, I don't endorse anyone. I like people. I like all three gentlemen. I think all three would be a much preferred alternative to Wes Moore. And I think that I will support whoever the Republican nominee ends up being, 100%. So that being said, it's important. It's important that you get out to vote this coming, we're less than a month away now for early voting. It starts on June the 11th through June 18th. So if you've not registered to vote yet in the Republican primary or Democrat primary, make sure that you do. And unfortunately for the unaffiliates, you have no say in the primary, whether you agree or disagree with that stance. But in any event, it's important that you get out, vote in person. Don't do the mail-in thing. Do early voting in person at your early voting center, June 11th through June 18th. And then on Election Day, in person, June the 23rd. That is and how you can make a change, how you can change the direction of this state. How much more can we take as a state before people say enough is enough? Rescue Natural Supplements, the Memorial Day sale goes all the way through the end of this month. So we just have a few this end of this week. And everything that's been marked down, and I usually say Black Friday is usually the best sale, and now they extend that throughout November. This is the second best one, and now so you got November's coming up and in about 5 or 6 months or so. So make sure you get out there and take advantage of these incredible markdown discounted prices on all our natural supplements everywhere, over the 50 supplements in the inventory of Rescue Natural Supplements. No coupon code is needed. You just log on, res-q.com. You can check out all the supplements there, and you can order right there, or you can call if you'd rather do it over the phone, 1-800-26-ALIVE. That's 1-800-262-5483. And that is the Rescue Natural Supplements Memorial Day, a month-long sale still going on through the end of this week, and order yours today. It's 8:30. Let's get some news headlines. Once again, here's Maggie.
Thanks. Good morning. Prosecutors have dropped sexual assault charges against a former Carroll County fire lieutenant, but there's been no comment on why the charges have been dropped. 50-year-old David Westbrook was charged with second-degree assault and fourth-degree sex offense in connection with an alleged incident involving a co-worker last year. Westbrook no longer works with the Carroll County Department of Fire and Emergency Medical Services. A civil case accusing Westbrook of battery is still active. And Baltimore police are asking for the public's help to identify a person in connection with a shooting a few blocks away from M&T Bank Stadium. Police have released two images of a person of interest as they continue to investigate the March 5th shooting in the 1000 block of Leadenhall Street. Police are also asking residents and business owners to review their security or doorbell camera footage in case there's a video that could help in the investigation. And Anne Arundel County Police are asking residents to register their home security cameras as part of a new safety program. Officials say Connect Anne Arundel shows police, fire crews, and public safety professionals to better assess and respond to criminal activity and emergency situations. Registration does not give authorities access to live video streams, but it lets investigators know if there is a camera nearby that could help in their investigation. Businesses can also help out by allowing police to access camera feeds in case of emergencies. And national Muslim leaders spoke about the deadly San Diego mosque attack during a conference in Baltimore. Speaking at the annual Islamic Circle of North America conference, leaders condemned the Islamophobic hate and honored the lives lost, including security guard Amin Abdullah, who was killed defending the mosque. It's 8:31 on Casey and Company. Coming up next, Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes.
Hi, this is Sean Casey with Vinny Steele, owner of Your Home Sold Guaranteed Realty. Welcome back. Seems like everyone knows a real estate agent out there, and they'll say just about anything to get someone's business.
Yeah, Sean, taking advice from someone not willing to provide an upfront written guarantee can be hazardous to your wallet. Any agent can talk about selling your home. We guarantee it. Don't be fooled by someone who doesn't offer a guarantee and tries to convince you that it's somehow bad for you. Give us a call and judge for yourself. I'll guarantee upfront and in writing to sell your home for 100% of your price, or I'll pay you the difference. There's no gimmicks, just a simple guarantee, because as you know, Sean, our name is our promise.
Yeah, that's powerful and straightforward. I've said it for nearly a decade. Vinny Steele is the only agent I would trust to sell my own home. Call or text Vinny right now, 410-709-7515, 410-709-7515, or check out Vinny's hundreds of five-star reviews at VinnySteele.com. That's VinnySteele.com.
The Orioles pulled off another dramatic win. I'm Maggie Hunter for Stein on Sports. But right now, it's time for Chuck Whitaker and traffic and weather first on the threes.
We still have some slowing to both the Harbor Tunnels. 895 is still backed up around the Eastern Avenue Bridge and back towards the Erdman Avenue ramp. 95 is still heavy before the Eastern Avenue Bridge southbound. So we're still right in that area, 15 to 20 minute delays southbound. I can tell you this, the junction at 95, Russell Street 395, the lanes are open. The Sky Ramp now is a little bit slow from 95 north coming into Camden Yards up to the ramp at Dr. King and towards the convention center, so you'll factor that in. JFX last check has had no problems at all coming south through the city-county line and the Beltway. Pretty much all the normal delays still out there along 695. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. I'll talk Radio 680 WCBF.
Fox 45 forecast staying unsettled for a couple more days. Scattered showers today with highs in the upper 70s. A few showers tonight. Temperatures fall back into the mid-60s. A few more showers on Wednesday with highs nearing 80. From the Fox 45 Weather Authority, I'm meteorologist Amy Aronson for Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Now, Gary Stein on sports.
And I'm Maggie Hunter reporting. This is brought to you by the Game Room at Yorktown Social in Cockeysville, the total game changer. As I was saying before, the Orioles pulled off another dramatic win for the second straight day. Colton Cowser hit a two-run walk-off homer to give Baltimore a 9-7 win over the Tampa Bay Rays in 13 innings. Cowser was one of seven O's to drive in a run in the victory. Dietrich Enns earned the win in relief. The teams will face off again tonight. And in other news, the Ravens are back on the practice field today. Baltimore has its fourth OTA session and its first of three this week. Live contact is not permitted during these sessions, but teams can do 7-on-7, 9-on-7, and 11-on-11 drills. For Stein on Sports, I'm Maggie Hunter reporting.
Gary Stein here. You know I live for the game, and I found my new favorite spot. It's the Game Room at Yorktown Social. A massive 100-inch screen, wall-to-wall TVs, party games, even a professional podcast booth.
Testing 1, 2, 3.
Great bar menu, craft beers, and cocktails. Then take it outside to their beautiful courtyard. It's five concepts, one destination, and one of the best sports bar experiences around, all at Yorktown Social. I highly recommend it. Check out their website, yorktownsocial.com.
Now, back to more of Casey and Company on Talk Radio 680 WCVM.
Day 35, 25 minutes now before the hour of 9 o'clock. Coming up next on our newsmaker hotline, Angela Morabito is joining us. She's a spokesperson for the Defense of Freedom Institute, also Independent Women's Forum Senior Fellow, Manhattan Institute Logos Fellow, and a former spokesperson for the Department of Education. Angela, good morning. Welcome to the show.
Good morning, Sean. Thank you for having me.
It is our pleasure. So the Defense of Freedom Institute has filed complaints against several Maryland school districts and our Maryland State Department of Education over these woke gender identity policies. Specifically, which policies and which counties are you filing complaints against?
Sure. Well, we filed a complaint against the Maryland State Department of Ed, but in addition, Montgomery County, Frederick County, and Prince George's County have policies that were, at the time we filed the complaint, directing school employees to keep secrets about children from their parents. Specifically, that if a child expressed discomfort with his or her own body and said, you know, I want to use a different name and different pronouns at school, these counties were saying, teachers, don't tell the parents unless the child asks you to. They were also allowing boys and girls sports and spaces, and that persists. But fortunately, Montgomery County has reversed its policy that was allowing school employees to keep secrets from parents.
All right, so at least Montgomery County, that might be a good sign of an arbiter of things to come. But this is, a total violation of the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act?
That's right, the Family Education Rights and Privacy Act. It's called FERPA for short. And it is a violation of FERPA when school employees keep secrets from parents. It's also a violation of common sense, right? Like, parents should be in the driver's seat when it comes to their children's education. And there's also a Title IX violation when you grant someone access to women's sports and women's spaces just because they raised their hand and said, I feel female today. That's not how this is supposed to work. Title IX protects the rights of all students. And sadly, these counties and the state of Maryland are breaking that law right now in their schools.
It seems to me, though, that the culprit here is the Maryland State Department of Education. This is where the curriculum is established. It is distributed to all the counties. And then the counties pretty much take lock, stock, and barrel what the MCDE does. Can anything be done to stop the Maryland State Department of Education?
Yes. So we filed this complaint with the Federal Department of Education, and we hope that they will investigate the Maryland State Department of Education for this Title IX violation. Especially at the state level, this one really stood out to me, is that when there's an overnight field trip, boys and girls could room together if somebody claims to be transgender. That's not right. That puts kids in harm's way. It is a total violation of the rights of students and parents. And it's all driven by this woke ideology. So we filed this complaint in the hope that the federal department would look into it. And ultimately, the hope that these districts and the state would change their policies.
Could Secretary McMahon, could she withhold federal funds to Maryland as a result of these policies?
Yes, she could. So every time a state or district has these woke policies that are totally against the law, they're risking their federal funding to prove how woke they are. This is just so, so sad to me. And Secretary McMahon, yes, she could withhold federal funds if an investigation finds a violation of the law that the state or the district refuses to correct. If these places don't come into compliance, they could lose all of their federal education dollars. And that's not the outcome anybody wants. So we're hopeful that these places will try and maintain their good standing with federal funding by following the law instead of breaking it at every turn.
So are these jurisdictions, are these counties, and I guess the Maryland State Department of Education would be the lead front runner here. Are they required to disclose these policies to parents, or are they? Is it up to the parent to discover this on their own?
Well, that depends on where you are. I mean, everywhere should be transparent about these policies, and most states and districts do have a written Title IX policy. But sometimes what's written down and what happens in practice could be two different things. So we have encountered cases, not necessarily in Maryland, but other places throughout the country, where the district says, oh, well, this is how we handle it. Or their policy will say, we handle this on a case-by-case basis. But when push comes to shove and the rubber meets the road, they're doing all the woke things that they should not be doing. So when parents discover these things, we do hope that they will reach out to us at the Defense of Freedom Institute. We're DFI policy on all social media. We are here to help.
So, and conversely, I'm just saying, what if there is a parent of a child that's identifying as a different gender, and we've seen lawsuits where they sue the local jurisdictions to make accommodations for their rights. What do you advise for those parents? What is the best vehicle for them to pursue, justice?
Sure, for parents of a transgender student?
Yes.
Okay, so they need to understand the law, and Title IX is written to protect all students on the basis of sex. That is not on the basis of gender identity. So I would advise those parents to just familiarize yourself with the rules and be very, very open with your child that says the law is about biological sex. no matter how you identify, you still have to play by these civil rights rules. And these rules are important because they protect all students. So that would be my recommendation to them.
And parents, I mean, what we pull out of this is that the schools, be it the administrators or the teachers, they're not allowed to keep this kind of information or secrets away from parents, right? They have a obligation to disclose this.
That's right. If you're a teacher and a student comes to you and says, I know my name's Timmy, but I'd really rather be Tammy at school, and I want to be a she, her, you need to tell the parents. If a parent asks you, you cannot withhold that information. And parents, please do not be shy about asking those questions. I think this is such a hot-button issue that sometimes parents are very, very hesitant to ruffle any feathers at the school. You know, they don't want to be public about how they feel about these issues. But that's the only way that change is going to happen. And we've had success with this in other districts. Complaints DFI has filed in other states have led to investigations, which have led to findings, which have led to the policy changes that we want that protect all students and that are ultimately better for teachers as well. I mean, I really feel for the teacher who is told by her school or by her district, hey, I know you want to talk to the parents about this, but you can't. You shouldn't. We want you to keep this hidden. That's a terribly unfair situation to place any teacher in. So I'm glad Montgomery County has changed that rule, and I hope the others follow suit.
All right, so where should parents reach out, or where do they go for more information, Angela?
So we are at dfipolicy.org. We're also at dfipolicy on all social media. You will see all kinds of work that we do. We do a lot more than just Title IX and FERPA issues. We are also big on expanding education freedom, expanding accountability, really in higher ed, and overall just making sure that our education system puts students first.
Very good. Angela Morabito, spokesperson for the Defense of Freedom Institute. Thanks for joining us this morning, Angela. Appreciate it.
Thank you.
All right. Have a great day. 8:43. Traffic and weather on the threes. Now with the update, I just been overcome with enthusiasm all of a sudden. Chuck Whitaker is here with the latest.
I had the same problem, but it was gas.
I take a gas axle, it'll solve you. You'll be done in 15 minutes.
I don't know if I can wait that long.
All right.
Can I go down?
Yes, you can.
Thank you very much. The wreck on I-195, the roadway there between 95 and Washington Boulevard, apparently that's a pretty bad wreck. Several lanes are blocked. So, again, this traffic between 95 and Washington Boulevard and maybe coming up from the airport trying to get back to 95, be on the lookout for that. It's not affecting 95. May affect the off-ramp from 95 South. So I just want to give you a heads up. Three or four vehicles were involved in that accident scene. Nothing major, but still backed up. And there's a lot of traffic still there southbound at both the harbor tunnels. Leftover slowing on the Beltway. It's trying to get better, but there's still some slowing from Parkville to Towson through Pikesville and coming down the west side between Liberty Road and Route 40 West. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes on Talk Radio 680 WCBN.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy. Scattered showers today, upper 70s tonight, mid-60s. Rain sticking around tomorrow as well. Right now, cloudy, 68 in Reisterstown. It's 67 in Annapolis. And time for our feel-good news segment of the day.
I need some good.
I feel good news brought to you by Town Appliance. A homeless veteran in Texas forced to leave his dog outside a fire station with a heartfelt letter asking for help. Firefighters cared for the dog, also stepped in to help the veteran rebuild his life. They even hooked the man up with a donated RV. The dog was adopted by the fire station, quickly became part of the crew. Here are the firefighters talking about adopting the pup and helping the veteran.
It was a heartbreaking letter. He was torn. Do I give up this partner of mine? That's a hard choice. In his eyes, that's the only family he had.
They unchained him, brought him in the backyard, gave him some food and water.
Pretty cool to have a dog in the fire station with us.
He feels like he's part of our little family.
We are the home outreach prevention and education team. We got him a dental appointment, and then Operation Texas Strong donated an RV, so we spent a lot of the day trying to find a place to take the RV and be able to place it that would fit into his budget.
Just a great story, and one that you know, is just what happens when you actually help somebody that reaches out for help. That's the time to strike, take advantage of it, because it's a cry for help, and those of us who respond, you'll be surprised how many times that ends up with a great ending. And it's brought to you by Town Appliance, right off Reisterstown Road in Owings Mills, for all your appliance needs.
WCBM Baltimore.
Is your outdoor cooking space ready for summer? If not, head to Town Appliance in Owings Mills. They're having their massive Memorial Day savings right now. Town Appliance has over 70 brands to choose from, like Heston, Weber, Coyote, XO, and Lennox. Perfect for upgrading your backyard. When you go, tell Mayor and Mayor I sent you. They'll help you find the best fit and promise to keep you right on budget. Go to townappliance.com for more information. That's Town Appliance. Great deals for your entire home.
WCBM Baltimore.
There was another great story since we were not here on Memorial Day, and the Fisher House program took our place and allowed us to have the day off and to be with our family. So we appreciate the fine folks at Fisher House. But yesterday, more than 40 Revolutionary War heroes were finally properly laid to rest over the weekend in New York. The remains of the soldiers were discovered in 2019 during a construction project in Brooklyn. And, of course, the famed Battle of Brooklyn, which had a Maryland component to that battle. The soldiers' remains were taken to the New York State Museum in Albany, New York. This weekend, they were transported to their final resting place in the foothills out of the Adirondack Mountains, and their remains were laid to rest Friday at the new Repose of the Fallen Memorial in Lake George Battlefield Park, that's just north of New York City. And again, this was a great thing. It began 7 years ago with the discovery of unmarked graves with skeletal bones, centuries old and fragile, during a routine construction work at Lake George. Among the artifacts found buried in the frozen earth were pewter military buttons from the 1st Pennsylvania Battalion, which was established in 1775. Which helped the archaeologists date the remains back to the Revolutionary War. The artifacts also link the gravesite, the 1775-76 Quebec campaign of the American Revolution. It is believed the site was a burial ground for Revolutionary War soldiers who had been housed at a makeshift smallpox hospital at the southern end of Lake George. Again, so Lake George had, until this discovery, been associated more with the French and Indian Wars than there was the Revolutionary War. Now history can finally give them a final resting place. Great story over the weekend. Again, some of this can be read in the book, The George Washington's Immortals and The Indispensables. Can't remember the name of the author, but they are very, very good books if you're into the Revolutionary War and you want to learn more about that. Still to come, the double murder at Columbia Mall has been sentenced. I'll tell you what he received. And we'll also take a look at the Baltimore police officers have confiscated 800 firearms so far this year. The next question is, what should be done with them? As some people have some very interesting ideas that we'll share with you in just a moment. Don't forget the best of Casey and Company, available each and every day. Look at WCBM.com. It's also on our Rumble and our Facebook pages. We urge you to check it out each and every day. Brought to you by the law offices of Michael A. Friedman.
I'm Kim Klasick. I want to introduce you to my friend and a great patriot, Rod Wittstadt. Rod is a United States Naval officer and has been practicing law in Maryland for 33 years.
Hi, this is attorney Rod Wittstadt. I charge a flat fee of $525 for a simple will, legal power of attorney, and advanced medical directive. That's $525. When you call me, you get me, not some junior attorney or paralegal.
Call 410-525-WILL. That's 410-525-WILL today to schedule a free consultation.
Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM. Live news at the top and bottom of every hour. Live up-to-the-minute traffic reports and accurate weather forecasts from the meteorologist at Fox 45. News, weather, traffic, Sean Hannity and Rob Carson. Weekday afternoons on Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Don't forget, tomorrow, Ed Hale Sr. is scheduled to join us for 1 hour in the 8 o'clock hour in studio, 1 hour long interview on his campaign to become the Republican gubernatorial nominee in 2020. 26. And then on Friday, John Myrick will join us as well. And it's going to be interesting. We'll talk with Mr. Hill about a couple things. But I think the news now of the bridges, the Key Bridge, which has now been delayed, costs are rising. They already fired the one contractor that they hired, and now they're going to split it into four different contracts. And I just think that's going to I believe that's going to delay things even more. They say it's going to accelerate things. We'll find what his thoughts are on that. But again, if that is completed by 2032, I will be shocked. I'll be surprised. And then comes the next is the Chesapeake Bay Bridge. The Chesapeake Bay Bridge, the design work on the Bay Bridge, as you know now, they'll build two different spans. They're going to be four lanes wide for each span with shoulders on the twin spans, and they're going to build them next to the current spans on both sides of the bridge. And then obviously when those the new ones are done, though, I guess they'll tear the old ones down. But in any event, that is the design work on that is supposed to start in 2028. And they're expecting the actual work on the Chesapeake Bay Bridge spans will start in sometime in 2032. So two major construction projects, I should say, will the next governor will inherit from the current one, if hopefully he's defeated. In any event, we're talking about, and by the way, the Chesapeake Bay Bridge, they're talking about the cost of that is estimated somewhere between $14 and $16 billion. Now, remember, they estimated that the Key Bridge was going to cost, what, about $2 billion, roughly? That has now spiraled into $9 billion. And I'm sorry, I do not believe for one second that they will build two spans across the bay for $15 billion. I just don't believe that is an accurate figure. I'm sorry. I'm sure I'll be the first one to admit I'm wrong if it comes in at $15 billion, but I think we can do the over on that, not the under. 853. Yeah. Traffic weather. How much do you think it's going to cost, Chuck?
I don't know. I ain't paid for it.
Yeah. Well, that's for sure.
I don't live there, so they might.
You might. They might charge you camera per camera shots.
Well, then we got a problem.
We got a big problem. What we
Here's
have
the
here
deal. Is I'm not paying for it now, and half of them are out. So what the hell do you want? Get me started.
All right, what's happening?
95 is still backed up, coming around the curve from O'Donnell Street and from Eastern Avenue. That's going in to the Fort McHenry Tunnel. It's moving, but it's taking its time right now. And then we're going to be busy down at 95 Russell Street, 395, the interchange there at Camden Yards. 895 is improving a little bit, but still backed up. It's still going to be at least 10, maybe 15 minutes as you're traveling south at the Old Harbor Tunnel. Some slowing on the Beltway still out there, Parkville side through Pikesville, coming down the west side. That was a big wreck. Eastbound I-195 between 95 and Washington Boulevard. Several lanes were blocked. A couple of vehicles were involved. There was all kind of stuff going on there. So if you're trying to get off the ramp from 95 heading to the airport as you're traveling through that area, keep an eye out for that as the cleanup is still underway and maybe even a little bit slow for the traffic leaving the airport and then coming over towards I-95 northbound. I'm Chuck Whitaker with traffic and weather on the threes. On Talk Radio 680 WCBM.
Fox 25 Weather Authority forecast, warm and muggy, scattered showers again, upper 70s today, mid 60s tonight, mostly cloudy showers lingering tomorrow, humid, and a high of 80. So the temperature is where Kim likes it, but yeah. Not with the inclement weather.
Yeah.
65 in Ocean City, 68 in Severn. Your co-host is with you today, I see.
Yes.
She's back in school?
She's back in school. Oh, my gosh. She's so funny. We do have, I don't know if you heard the interview, but we have a baby bird egg now in the kitchen.
Right.
So, so we're waiting for it to hatch, apparently. And then I asked Olivia, then what's next after
right.
it hatches?
Right.
She says, well, I'm still working on that. So I said, okay. So here we are.
Does she have a heat lamp on it or anything?
No, she has it under a little washcloth. She thinks that's like a baby bird or a mama bird's belly. I don't know what's going on. She found it on the ground, so it was discarded.
Okay.
And then she did the little test. She watched YouTube. She did the little test, and there is apparently, according to her, there's a bird in there.
Okay.
So she's a bird
so
mom.
What happens if a baby bird hatches and What are you going to do?
At 3 o'clock in the morning and start screaming? Yeah. I don't know. Yeah. I have no idea. We're just along for the ride, Sean. We got a lot to talk about today. Of course, what goes up, what's come down. The Maryland Democrats with a horrific post on Memorial Day.
Brutal.
I could not believe they posted it. Obviously, this memo went out because then I saw Governor Wes Moore, and I have the audio. He was doing his ceremony, and I thought it turned out, like, in the beginning, it was a great speech. And then it focused again on Trump derangement syndrome and talking about those that were killed during the attack in Iran, which, again, was very misleading in the way he spoke about it at the memorial service. But it's clear this was a talking point that went out from the DNC.
Sure.
And the DNC got so much blowback, they had to delete theirs.
Yeah.
Yet the rest of the goons, you know, Wes Moore and friends, they had already posted it, and they were, you know, knee-deep in it. So we'll talk about
that. The worst thing you can do on this isn't about party. It's not about politics.
No.
It's about tribute to our fallen heroes. And anybody that will politicize this, it just speaks volumes. Yeah. Almost as bad as Jacob Freiheit in Minneapolis proclaiming, remember, George Floyd on Memorial Day.
I saw that, too. Yeah, no, absolutely ridiculous. So, you know, we'll talk a little bit about that. We do have today Corey Ruth. He has like a polling system he does across the country. He's been looking at what's going on as far as we're heading to November. Obviously, it's a big day in Texas. You got the U.S. Senate runoff race. Ken Paxton's up by 10 points. I don't know if you saw
that. I saw the poll. It was 21 points.
Oh, wow. Which poll was that?
I'll have to find it for you. I just saw it. It was on X earlier this morning. So
I wonder if it was one of those interactive polls. Okay.
I think he's pulling away. I think the other poll may have been prior to the Trump endorsement. I think after the Trump endorsement.
Okay. And now it's just shooting through the roof.
There's a lot of anger at Cornyn and Thune and the rest of those goons.
Right. No, for sure. Then, of course, we're going to talk about the latest out of the Baltimore County Police Department. Apparently, there is a strategy, there is a plan to deal with the juveniles. Whether or not they are able to execute this plan, I don't know. And I don't blame the police, Sean. I think their hands are tied in this situation, and I think the legislators in Annapolis put them in this situation, and that's another thing. Governor Wes Moore signing bills today that we got to talk about.
All right, very good. Kim Klasick live. Thanks. Up next, right after the 9 o'clock news. Make sure you tune in. Always informative and entertaining. BPD, speaking of which, continue their efforts to arrest individuals responsible for violence in the city. They have recovered more than 800 firearms this year. And they're being taken off the streets. But, you know, here's the thing. Because what they end up doing is melting them down or whatever. What about handing them to law-abiding citizens in Baltimore City that need protection? You can't be there, obviously, to protect them every step of the way. Why not consider, obviously, with vetting, with complete background checks, et cetera, taking the 800 firearms, taking them out of the hands of criminals, and giving them to the people of Baltimore City that will now be able to defend themselves against these criminals? Just a novel thought just came to mind. And finally, I think they ought to make an example out of Emmetson Zia, the 19-year-old from Columbia, now is responsible for the double murders of Blake McCray and Michael Robertson at the Columbia Mall in February of 2025. He was sentenced by Judge Stephanie Porter, who convicted Zay after a three-day bench trial and handed down Maryland's most severe penalty, life in prison without the possibility of parole. He is a 19-year-old from Columbia. They ought to publicize that and shout it to the heavens for everyone to take notice. Stay tuned for Kim back tomorrow with our Ed Hale interview. Till tomorrow morning, God bless our troops. God bless America.
This is the right choice for Maryland.